Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to today's broadcast of Firefly Willows LIVE. Our hosts this week are Tarot by High C's High C Lutmers and healing conversationalist Mildred Lynn McDonald. We're opening up the phone lines to our listeners for live on-air readings. Do you have a concern or is there a situation you'd like guidance with? Get your question ready and join us by calling 1-646-716-5510 or by using the Skype button on the Firefly Willows LIVE show page at Blog Talk Radio after the show begins broadcasting. We're excited. Give us a listen. Firefly Willows LIVE, helping you find and shine your inner light.
And welcome to the show, everyone. Sorry about that. Thank you for joining us. I know you just heard it, and I just wanted to remind you that if you would like a reading during the show, just feel free to Skype in on the show page or call in at 646-716-5510. Also, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/fireflywillows. And if you are on our email list, then you saw that you have the opportunity while listening to the show to win. And today you have the opportunity to win a 15-minute free tarot reading from me, High C. So hopefully if you are on the email list, you saw what you have to do for that. And I will look forward to being able to see who posts first on Facebook to get that and then doing the reading with you. And I am excited to be joined today by my co-host, Mildred Lynn McDonald. Are you there, Mildred?
I'm here. Hi, C.
Well, hello and welcome.
Thank you. I'm here in Sebastopol, so it's a beautiful day, and I'm looking forward to seeing what we're going to tackle.
Yes. Well, and for anybody that doesn't know, Sebastopol is in kind of Northern California, a little bit north of San Francisco.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And hopefully everyone has been enjoying well. I say this from our perspective because I was going to say, hopefully everybody's been out enjoying the beautiful weather we've been having this weekend, but I guess I don't know what they've been having on the rest of the country.
No, I'd like to send out some positive thoughts to all the people in Calgary who are experiencing great floods.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
It was like 75,000 people or something have been affected or evacuated or something?
Yeah. So hopefully that will all work its way through, as it will. I'm thinking of everybody in Calgary. I have relatives in Calgary and friends, so hopefully it'll all work out.
Well, I think that it will, and I would dare say that perhaps some of that overflowing water has been pulled in from our super full moon tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And for anybody that doesn't know what that means, first of all, it's a full moon in Capricorn this evening. So I would encourage you to get out and take a look at that. But especially if you go out at moonrise, when it's just coming up over the horizon, it's called a super moon because it's the closest to the Earth that it is during the year. So especially when it comes up right at the beginning of the evening, it will look gigantic on that horizon, and it's quite the spectacle to see. So I would encourage people, if they have a chance, to get out there and take a look at that.
Hi, C, have you ever heard of moon bathing?
Yes. You mean taking a bath in the moonlight?
Yes, we have a guest that's staying with us in Sebastopol, and she was quite intrigued by the moon, and she sang it's a beautiful song that she created for the solstice, and then later in the evening she said, I'm going to go outside and I'm going to do some moon bathing.
Oh, well, I think that's a lovely way to connect with the moon, because the moon is the essence of water energy anyway.
It was great. I had never heard of it before, so now I know. I'm looking at the moon in a different way now. I've heard of sunbathing, and now there's moon bathing.
Yes. Take in the rays of the moon and the energy of that moon. And especially because the energy of that moon changes so frequently as it moves through the different signs, there's always a different energy to be kind of absorbing or taking in or connecting with, like with it in Capricorn right now. There's a sense of it's bringing up issues or bringing to the surface ways for us to think about our relationship with authority and how we have placed limitations on ourselves or given other people or other things the power or the authority to perhaps place limitations upon us so that we can start to work towards reconfiguring that relationship rather than simply feeling like we're living under a burden or a limitation that doesn't work for us or that we may not want or like or just isn't right for us at this point in our life that might have been earlier.
Now, Kaisie, if someone has one of their moon or their sun or one of their houses in Capricorn, does this mean that they'll be more affected?
Yes. I mean, if you wanted to be, you know, the simple way of thinking about it is if the moon... And the moon tends to affect and operate on our emotional level and our emotional states and our subconscious states and that kind of thing. And so if the moon is in your sign, and of course that's dependent on whether it's your sun sign, your rising sign, etc. But if it's in your sign, then there can be more of a effect, or you may feel it a bit more strongly, or it may be more apparent how that's kind of working for you, or may bring up those issues in a little bit more of a dramatic or a stronger way for you. So there can be that aspect to it, especially if you looked at your chart and if the moon is in the sign that your natal chart moon was in, then you would probably especially feel it very strongly or see it very apparently how that's working or what that's bringing up for you.
So what would that look like? If you're saying that you would feel it more strongly, what would be an example? You'd have activity in this particular area of your life, or be feeling more deeply?
You may feel it more deeply. It may bring something more obviously to the surface. It could be more dramatic sometimes, you know. So like if this full moon in Capricorn is kind of asking us to look at how we're able to act on our own and how much power we've given away to others to determine how we act instead of seeing that we have that power to act for ourselves and in our own way. Maybe somebody who doesn't have their sun sign or whatever in Capricorn might have an instance where someone points it out, or they make a note of something going, oh, you know what, maybe I should think about that particular situation. Whereas somebody who does have Capricorn very strongly in their chart may have a situation where literally they're in a situation or maybe even a confrontation where authority is challenged. And they are, you know, so they're more dramatically made aware of how they are either acting on their own at the expense of others or not acting on their own and allowing other people to have authority over them. So there may be something that is just more strong or dramatic or obvious that may come up or happen for somebody with that sign.
So in a practical sense, I have Capricorn. I'm a Leo Capricorn Libra. So I'm going home to visit my family of origin in a couple of days. Your guidance sounds to me to keep my eyes and ears and feelings, be very present with them.
Yes, because, so you have Capricorn as your rising sign?
Yes.
That's correct, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so the rising sign tends to be about, in a general sense, how we act in the world and how the world sees us and knows us. So this may suggest that there will be instances or indications where you are able to see more clearly how you are acting in an authoritative way or how you are giving away that authority or power to others, especially with parents. There's with this particular moon, there's something very, because it also is, there's also Cancer involved because the sun is in Cancer. And so there's a sense of father and mother aspects going on. So it may very much become apparent or come up in situations involving authority specifically related to the interactions with your mother and father. and or father. But it can also just be that you're suddenly more aware of that relationship of authority between you and your mother and or father. And so there may be a reconfiguration or a reassessing of the role of authority, who has authority, how that authority has been structured in the past, and maybe a greater willingness for you to act on your own rather than... Because a lot of times when people go home, they fall back into a dynamic that is, even though they may be very independent in their own life, away from their family, they suddenly fall back into a dynamic that's about feeling like, oh, I can't say no, even though I don't want to do this, you know, or whatever. That would be the kind of thing that might come up.
So I guess that the solstice, there's 4 a year. I guess the idea is to be very present with each solstice because each brings its own gift.
Well, so what I'm talking about is the full moon that's happening. This isn't
right.
The solstice.
Okay.
And now, I'll just make a small correction to what you said. There's actually two solstices and two equinoxes.
Okay.
So we have a summer solstice and a winter solstice. And those, I mean, the easy way to think of them is they represent the longest day of the year with summer solstice, the longest night of the year with winter solstice.
Okay.
Then you have the fall equinox and the spring equinox, which is September and March. Those are equal day and night. So yes, what you're saying, in a sense, there are 4 points in the year to think about, but it's not 4 solstices, it's 2 solstices and 2 equinoxes. Right, on Friday was the summer solstice, and summer solstice can tend to kind of heighten the energy of things. So having that summer solstice so close to this full moon means that it's kind of heightening or more greatly energizing the aspects and energies of what this full moon is about. So it may bring it to greater light. It may cause it to flare up a bit more. It may make it a bit more dramatic or a bit more obvious, because think of, if we have the longest day of the year, it's throwing light onto things. So we won't be able to escape seeing it or looking at it or dealing with it, because it'll be a bit more obvious or a bit more energized in some way.
So when I was out the other night howling at the moon, that was quite normal and to be expected.
Yes, it is. But really, that's just normal and expected of you. I mean,
I see you in your compliments. I really appreciate your knowledge in this area and how nicely you put it. And I'm sure that our listeners appreciate it too.
Well. Thanks. And speaking of our listeners, we have a few of them waiting to get readings, anxiously awaiting to find out what they need to know. So perhaps we should dive into a couple of them and see what it is they might have to ask us, shall we?
Yeah, excellent idea.
All right. So the first person that we're going to go to is calling from area code 718. Are you there, caller?
You taking a laptop to the Geek Squad? Okay, they've got them, because that's where I took mine to get it fixed, and I didn't give them.
Well, we will perhaps come back to that person, because it sounds like maybe they're on another call. So let's pop over to area code 561. Are you there, area code 561?
I'm here.
Excellent. Can you tell us what your name is and where you're calling from?
My name is Stacy, and I'm calling from Florida.
From Florida. Hopefully you're having some decent weather this weekend.
It's hot.
Well, I would think that maybe you're saying it's finally hot, because it's taken forever for summer to kick in.
So hot. It's the scorcher.
Well, welcome to the summer solstice. What is it that you would like to ask us today?
I would like to know what you see for my career and my love life, please.
Well, now, just because we have a number of people waiting, I'm going to ask you to choose which of those is more important for you and for us to look at.
Career.
Career? Okay. Is it just to see how your career is going, or whether it's time to make a change or something else about your career?
Yeah, where it's going.
Okay. So I'll be using the Tarot and maybe the I Ching a little bit today for the different readings. Mildred, do you want to maybe just mention what it is, what tools you'll be using or methods?
Yeah, well, I'll be using my own intuition. I'll be using animal totems, and I have three sets of oracle cards. One is the fairy card, the other one is unicorns, and the other one is the romance angels. So usually I'm inspired by the sound of the caller's voice, and I automatically go and pick the oracle cards that would be most appropriate. So really happy that you're here, Stacy.
Okay.
So hi, Steve, do you want to go first, or?
Sure.
Or I could go first, whatever you prefer.
Well, I can go ahead. I went ahead and pulled cards while you were talking, so I'll give you a moment to organize your thoughts. So, you know, on the one hand, Stacy, there's some really nice cards that are coming up here for you, but it may also show that you've reached a certain point or a certain plateau in where you're at or what you're doing, and that it's time to start thinking about bringing something new in. And some of that can be about starting to come up with the next vision for yourself and where you see your career going. And something new doesn't mean you have to change jobs necessarily. It may just be looking at where you're at or what you're doing now and thinking, where does this go from here? What's the next step? Is it time? You know, what's the next level I can start pursuing or moving towards? What are some of the next challenges that I want to take on to grow or to advance in this particular place? But it may also mean that you may not find those things where you're at, and then it's time to start looking beyond that so that you can start thinking bigger in your vision rather than limiting your vision simply based on where you are. And, you know, part of the problem is that, when I say problem, part of the challenge for you is that perhaps the path that you're on is ready to shift, and that if you continue just doing what you're doing, you may start to feel or find that you're not fulfilling what you are here to do, or that you're heading in the wrong direction, or it's not really the direction that you want to be going. So I would encourage you to start thinking about how that vision for where you want to go next, what the next stage or the next phase of your career life looks like, and then what you need to start doing to begin moving in that direction. It doesn't have to happen overnight, but it's time to start that process.
Okay.
Is there anything in there that makes sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So, Mildred, what is it that you have coming up?
Yeah, well, this is interesting because the oracle card that came up for you, Stacy, is new location. And that can be one of three things. It could be literally a new location. It could be a new location for your career, or it could be a combination of a new geographic location for your residence and your career. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the guidance from the card for your consideration. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, and what I usually ask people to do, because I'm doing it at the same time, is I usually put my hand on my chest and I breathe so I can really steady myself to absorb all of the good stuff from the message. So if you'd like to do that, that would be great. So here you go, new location. A change of venue is coming your way. Most likely, you're moving to a new residence, although this also means that you could be changing location of your employment. You could be on the cusp of finding a new job, or your current employer could transfer you to a new location or promote you to a different office. This is the important part. Regardless of the type of new location, trust that this change is for the better and will bring great improvements to your life. And if you'd like an affirmation to support this energy, this is how it would go. I now live and work in a safe, comfortable, and spacious environment in a wonderful location. And I'll repeat that once more. I now live and work in a safe, comfortable, spacious environment in a wonderful location. My heavens, doesn't that sound grand?
Yes.
Okay. Now, a couple of other little hints came up for you. One is in the area of animal totems. Are you familiar with animal totems?
No, I'm not.
No? Okay, well, this is fun. You're going to like this. Basically, if you look at the animal kingdom, each animal or fish or reptile or bird or whatever, or ocean creature, has specific characteristics or specific energies, and they have gifts to offer us as human beings. So the animal totem that came up for you is the partridge. What I'd suggest is that you go to Google and you type in animal totem partridge, and you're going to get a number of links. And then you can go to one of the links, and it'll give you a description of the partridge. And as you read the description of the partridge, there's three messages in there for you. And it's all good, and it's all helpful. So how I look at animal totems are like this. This particular animal totem is offering a new perspective in regard to the question or the life situation that I'm inquiring about. And what can I learn from this animal totem, and how can it guide me? So that's the second thing that came in for you. The third thing is the color pink. So just note the color pink. Sometimes music comes in regard to a question, and the music that came in for you is Everything is Beautiful. Do you know that song, Everything is Beautiful?
Yes.
Okay, so that song there is a really good song for you. And when I say it's a good song, I mean, as you're listening, there may be a sentence that appeals to you. It may be the tune, but there's an energetic vibration in that song that will support you on your path, your career path. And the fourth thing that came in is a book. I believe it's called Man in Motion. And it's a personal story of someone. That is what came in. So from my end, it's the oracle card talking about a new location, so new location geographically for your home or career, or for your career. It's the animal totem partridge. It's the color pink. It's the song, Everything is Beautiful. And there's a book called Man in Motion that would be useful. And I feel excited for you.
Okay.
So how do you feel?
I feel great.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Just confirmed what I was thinking.
Okay. And Heisi, do you have anything to add for Stacy?
Well, I was just going to say that obviously with the opportunities for something new, whether it's a move or that kind of thing to come in, part of what you want to make sure you're doing is that vision, thinking about where you see yourself going next and your career going next, because you want to use that to be able to feel in yourself if an offer or a move or something like that is really right for you or is taking you in the direction you want to go. And I did look up really quickly to see what partridge had to say. And a couple of just key words for partridge are fertility, which would indicate that this is a very fertile time, so there's probably a lot of opportunity or a lot of possibility for making a change, making a move, etc. Also, solitary work, so perhaps it's time to either move in a direction that's you working for yourself, or at least working in a position where you have greater autonomy and feel greater independence in what you're able to do rather than being managed or simply told what to do all of the time. Also, partridge is about mobility, so that may mean the willingness to move, to be mobile, to make the move that may be coming up, but it may also be something that involves being more mobile, where you're not just sitting in an office all the time, but you're, you know, out and about during the day, or you travel a bit as part of the work, or something that has to do with mobility. And a little bit more, you know, energetically, partridge connects to the female energies, that may also indicate to pay attention to opportunities either from women, to work with women, or something that involves women more specifically in the kind of work that you do. So that's what I would add to that from what Mildred got.
Yeah, and Stacey, that's probably where the pink is coming in. Remember I said the color pink?
Right, yeah.
The female creative energy. Wow, good for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, thank you, Stacey, for
calling in
today.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
And enjoy the rest of the weekend.
I will.
Thank you,
Stacey. Thanks.
Bye now.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So I think that we'll pop back very quickly to see if someone calling from area code 718. Are you there?
Oh, yes. I think
we caught you on a call a minute ago. So.
Oh, yes. I do apologize. A friend had a problem with her computer.
Okay. So can you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
I'm Ruthie, and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. What is it you'd like to ask about for us to look at today?
Well, I would like you to look at love because, you know, I asked the universe to bring, like, people I could connect with, and I'm going to say for the most part the universe has done that for me. But what happened was, like, I got into a relationship with a young man, but we connected at many different levels, but we had such an age gap that, you know, I realized that we should just be friends. And so, you know, I was introduced to someone else. But what I later found out is that we are connected through employment. And I'm just, like, we're professionals, and I'm not sure probably if he's going to want to get in a relationship based on that alone. So I was wondering if you could tell me anything about it. Or what do you think?
Okay.
Because I'm concerned, too, because, you know, I guess we both could be concerned because, you know, other than that, you know, I would say that I'm fairly attracted to the person, but that is the issue. The issue is the professional relationship.
Right. So the way I do this is I pull a card for you, a card for the other person, and a card for the situation, the relationship situation between the two of you. And, you know, the card that came up for you is the reversed High Priestess card. And one thing you want to think about, that's a card of our inner voice, of our intuition. And the reversal, and when I say reversed, it just means it came up upside down when I turned it over from the deck. The reversal can indicate that we may be not listening to or paying attention to what our intuition is telling us.
Okay.
So you want to be careful that you're not trying to find reasons and excuses to do something that might go against what your inner voice is saying is the best or the right thing to do. So if your inner voice is having concerns or is being cautious, you want to pay attention to that rather than trying to find a way to talk yourself out of those. And also the High Priestess card reverse can say what you see is what you get. So when you see the situation as it is, that's what we have to work with rather than thinking there's some way around it or something else that can be done to somehow change the situation. So if the work relationship situation is kind of causing your inner voice to give you a cautious, you know, hold on just a minute, we need to be careful about this, I would really pay attention to that and perhaps act accordingly based on that rather than any other way. And the relationship card is the Nine of Wands reversed. You know, first of all three cards that I pulled came up reversed. So that may indicate that we need to either delay or simply not move forward or pursue this particular avenue or this particular thing right now. Nine of Wands reversed can show us that... Nine of Wands is like a card that says we can accomplish a goal, we can make something happen, it's going to take everything out of us, but we're able to do it. The reversal says we may not reach the goal. This may not be able to come to what it is that we're hoping to do. Even if we put all of our energy into it, it's more the reversal says we may exhaust ourselves. or drain all of our energy trying to make something happen and yet never reach the goal. So again, there's a concern that this relationship, no matter how much energy we put into it, isn't going to be able to reach that final goal that we have for it, because reversals can say other obstacles, other delays, things that might get in the way will prevent or just mean that we just don't have enough energy to move past or overcome that. So I wouldn't want you draining yourself trying to make this happen or trying to make this work, rather than perhaps accepting that the right time and the right place just isn't coming together at this time for it. So therefore, it's not the relationship to be putting a lot of energy into trying to make happen or to pursue at this time.
Okay. I'm going to take that advice. Thank you.
So, Mildred, what do you have coming up for this situation?
Yeah, Lucy, thank you for being with us today. Really nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry, that was Skype. Sometimes Skype, there's a little bit of a delay, so I apologize. I didn't mean to speak over you.
No worries. I mean, I'm feeling such, positive energy from the show and from everything. You know, I've been listening to everyone else, and so I was feeling really good. Like, I think that you are conveying very good insights this afternoon. I'm really enjoying the energy.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Now, what I did is I went to the Romance Angels card, and to build on what Heisi was sharing, the card that came up for you is trust. And what it relates to is trusting your inner self, just as Heisi was sharing. So if you'd like, I'll read what came up, and also I'd invite you just to put your hand on your heart, and just breathe in all of the message and appreciate yourself. So here we go.
Okay.
So your guidance is trust. This situation is calling for you to have faith in yourself. In response to your question, the romance angels ask you to trust that everything is exactly as it needs to be. You don't have to fear the situation, which will only create drama and negativity. Instead, the angels ask that you release your worries and concerns to them. Now, this is the important part. This current situation is here to bring you personal growth, leading to the beautiful romantic love that you so deeply desire and deserve. So if you choose to look at the situation as a growth experience, as you follow the pathway that you're currently on, trust that it's leading you to the right direction, and that applies as you listen to your inner self. Your faith uplifts your energy, which in turn attracts positive experiences and people, including a romantic partner. This situation is truly where faith and courage and believing in yourself all come together in harmony. And with this, all things are possible. So I really liked that. Now, the animal totem that came up for you, for your consideration, is a lark, L-A-R-K. So just as I shared with Stacy from Florida, if you wanted to Google animal totem lark, L-A-R-K, then it's going to provide some really good messages for you that's going to help you on your path and support you as you trust yourself. And there's two key messages in there for you at this time with the lark.
Okay.
Now, a couple of other things came up, and this is usually fun. So the color yellow came up, and it came up immediately. And my sense for the color yellow for you is, you know how you have traffic lights, you're green, you're red, you're yellow?
Yes.
So it's kind of a yellow traffic light flashing. So if that was me, I would step back a little bit and I'd observe the situation and I'd say, am I trusting myself? Am I listening to my inner voice? Or am I getting caught up in something else? So that's a beautiful little message to have, the yellow light. And the song that came up, and this song comes up, I love this song, Born Free. Have you ever watched the movie Born Free or heard the song Born Free, la 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 la?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so that song, when you listen to that song, that is going to strengthen your connection with your inner voice, the voice that you want to be listening to, so in the context of the question that you've asked. And so that's basically what I received for you, the trust message from the Oracle card, which was lovely, the yellow color that was flashing, the animal totem lark, which has the two messages, and the big finale, the Born Free song.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, how do you feel?
I feel very, very good. I feel like my heart is light, like I'm not heavy. Like I feel a freedom. I feel refreshed. I feel open. I feel revived, you know. I appreciate what IC had to say, and I think he said it in a fatherly way. I mean, I've gotten great insights. I mean, and when that happens, I guess you would feel like I feel now. I feel like free, like light, like there's no heaviness. There's, you know, I feel empowered. I feel empowered to have good in my life. I feel like, you know, there's someone good out there for me, and I'm feeling that I can attract that person. I could trust myself.
Exactly. And you know what I would do? This is one thing that's a beautiful little exercise just for your consideration, of course, is did you know that every flower has a meaning? So roses mean something and daisies mean something. And if you Google flower meanings, you'll come up with a number of websites and they'll list all the flowers. And what I'd suggest is to go through the list and pick out or circle or highlight the qualities that you'd like in a person that you want to attract into your life, and look at it as you're putting a beautiful bouquet of flowers together for yourself. And really, each flower is representing, based on their meaning, the quality of the person you'd like to bring into your life. And that's your bouquet from the universe.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm getting chills.
That's really deep.
And you can make that a very literal thing when you've created that bouquet from the qualities. Then start literally going out and getting those flowers and bring that bouquet of flowers into your home and see that as the thing that represents what you're trying to attract into your life, and ask those flowers to help in, just like thinking where the scent of a flower will draw us to the flower, ask those flowers to use their scent and energy to send out and attract who and what would be right for you into your life in that way. But that visual reminder in your house reminds you of what it is to look out for because of the qualities you've identified. So now when you're seeing or meeting people out in the world, you have a constant reminder of what qualities to be on the lookout for, and something that energetically can help to draw that in. I had also looked up very quickly the energies about lark that Mildred was talking about, the bird. And, you know, one of the key phrases for lark is freedom from worry.
Mm.
So, one, I think that you've already indicated that's how you're feeling. But if we think about the particular relationship situation you were asking about, you'd want to really look at it. And lark is asking you to say, if I pursue this, would I feel greater worry and a burden of what's going to happen, or would I feel free from worry? And the way you describe the situation makes me think it's not going to free you from worry, because you're worried about the whole work situation connection aspect of it. So it's not something that's going to help to free you from worry, but it may add to your worry. And Lark is asking you to look at things that only will help to free you from worry rather than create or cause greater worry for you.
I love that.
And Lucy, that's probably where the Born Free song comes in.
Yes.
That freedom
from worry. We want you to birth yourself into freedom from worry. So be born free from worry by doing that for yourself.
Okay. I can do that.
You can.
Excellent.
Thank you, Mildred.
Well,
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for calling in, and hopefully you will enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Okay. Can I continue to listen because I don't have my internet and I'm listening through the phone?
Yes. I'll put you on mute, but you can continue listening for the rest of the show.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye for now. Bye.
Mildred, thanks.
Bye.
So, Mildred, I think we'll take a quick little break so we can grab perhaps a sip of water. And then we will be back with our next caller. And I think that our next caller is calling in on Skype because it comes up as all ones. So if you're calling in from Skype, be prepared because we're going to go to you next.
At Firefly Willows, LIVE, we're working hard to be your trusted source for fun, enlightening, and heart-centered information and community. And we're passionate about the art of transformative media, the new leading edge of communication in our highly connected, media-rich world. If you're passionate about facilitating change and you have gifts or ideas you'd like to share, come join us. Host a show or be a guest or connect us to an amazing speaker or teacher whose message is too good to miss. There's always room for courageous, knowledgeable changemakers, inspired artists, and new ideas. Let us know you're interested. Send an email to info@fireflywillows.com. We're Firefly Willows, LIVE, helping you find and shine your inner light.
Listening to Firefly Willows, LIVE, and this is our monthly call-in show where you have the opportunity to call in and receive a reading from some of our amazing hosts. And I say that about all of the other hosts, certainly not about myself, right here on the show.
I think I'll say it about you then.
Oh,
amazing,
you,
I see. Now you can give me back the compliment.
Well, I certainly included you as one of the other hosts, and all of the hosts are amazing that we have. And if you'd like a reading, you can Skype in from the show page, or you can call 646-716-5510. And I will remind people, you should think about being on our email list, because when we send out our emails, we have a little indication of how you can listen and win. And that gives you a chance to win. Sometimes it's to win a reading with one of our hosts or guests. Sometimes it's to win something, maybe a free crystal or something like that. And there's criteria for winning, though. You have to listen to a show and then be the first to comment on our Facebook page with whatever the question or the thing is that is needed to win. This particular show is an opportunity to win a 15-minute Tarot session with me, Hi C. So if you're on the email list and you've been listening, and you can always go and listen to the archive show as well. As soon as the show is aired live, then it's available in the archives to listen on Blog Talk Radio anytime afterwards. You can listen or download it there, or on iTunes, you can also listen or download it as a podcast there. So when and however you listen, if you're first to comment on our Facebook page at facebook.com/fireflywillows, you can win whatever it is that that particular show is offering. And so we encourage you to listen often and to join our email list. If you're not on the email list, you can go to our Facebook page and just say that you'd like to subscribe, and we will add you to the email list so that you can get on there and have that opportunity. So I think that we will move along to our next caller. And I believe
Yes, Sorry, can I ask you a question just before we move along? Because it occurred to me, and I know you're excellent in these areas. Mint. I went out this morning and I cut off a little snippet of mint and I made myself a nice cup of tea.
Yes.
So I'm wondering if other people might be interested in growing mint and having tea, and I know that you would probably be very familiar with its medicinal properties or energetic properties.
Well, mint tends to be very uplifting, so it's okay. Very good for helping to lift the mood or lift the spirit. And, you know, one thing I will tell people is if you know or find out what the medicinal use is of an herb or a plant, that is also indicative of the energetic quality that it has. So one thing that mint is really good for is digestion. That's why you would have, say, mint tea at the end of a dinner. And so if it's good for digestion, mint is really good for being able to help both open up the flow of information and energy, as well as to properly assimilate energy so that we don't feel overwhelmed by energy, like eating too much, and so that we're able to take the healthiest aspects and the most nutritious aspects of information or energy that's coming in and absorb that into ourselves, and then not hold on to things that would prevent proper assimilation or understanding of that energy. The same way mint, if it's digestive, is helping the digestion to pull out the nutritional aspects and then to keep the gastrointestinal process working efficiently, so things that don't need to be there get moved along rather than build up and create other kinds of problems.
And it's a wonderful feeling to be able to walk outside and to snip off a little piece of mint from a mint plant and bring it in and put nice hot water over it, let it steep and drink it. I find it very empowering. So I'd like to invite our listeners, if you do have access to a pot and you could put some soil in it and some mint and water it and watch it grow, it's lovely. It's just absolutely
yes.
Lovely. And I'd love to encourage people to do more things like that.
And if you need that little pick me up or whatever, you know, you can just rub the leaves and smell it, and that will stimulate those energies in yourself. You know, some of the other things that mint is used for, or is really good for energetically, is for love. It's for money, for healing, for attraction. And again, it's kind of that idea of making something attractive through the smell, because we're often attracted by the smell of mint. Because I see people all the time when they walk by a mint plant, they will almost instinctually rub their fingers on the leaf and then smell it, you know, which you don't do a lot of times with the other plants. And so it tends to help stimulate energy within us or around us that attracts in things that are uplifting, that are good or positive in some way, or what it is that we want. So if somebody has the urge for mint all of a sudden, one, you could pay attention to, is there love that I need to give or love that is trying to come in at this moment? Is there healing that is happening? Mint, to me, is more of a sense of the healing process is starting to take effect rather than I need to heal something. It's more that something I've been doing has been having a positive outcome in the healing process, so I can look to see, what is it that has been healed, or what is it that I've been doing that seems to be working in the healing process because I'm making progress in some way. It could be pay attention if there's sudden opportunity for money or something else that you've been wanting to attract in that represents resources or abundance or something like that. So those are some other things that mint can indicate. And I think there's a difference between if you suddenly feel an urge to drink mint tea, it's probably something internal, like internal healing or the love aspect. If you want to suddenly touch the mint plant and like smell it or whatever, then, or you're attracted to the smell from someplace, you suddenly start smelling mint somewhere around you, then I would look to the external and see if there's something happening or trying to come in on the external level around those areas. So that's also another way that you can approach what the plant is trying to tell you or do for you.
Excellent. Thank you, Hi-C.
Sure. So we will go to our next caller, who I believe is calling in on Skype. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I'm Kay, but it's a private number.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, and
hey,
we're
you have a very interesting show. I've never listened to your show before. It's very good, so I'm going to market my,
Well, okay. I'm glad that you're enjoying it. Thank you very much.
All right.
Where are you calling from?
Cincinnati, okay. Ohio.
Cincinnati. Well, welcome to this show. What is it that you'd like for us to look at for you
today?
All
righty. Well, I joined AA over about 130 days ago, and during this time, I met a guy there, and I think we were just strongly attracted to each other. Oh, and, after a while, he said to me, you know, I'm attracted to you, but I'm a little bit leery because the last date I had, or whoever, was in AA, and she was a chairperson all the time, which I do, not all the time, most of the time, and end up, you know, in a bad thing. So this week, you know, we've been sort of, you know, a little on the quiet side, but I want to know, am I right that I believe he's been watching me, whoever I talk to, men and stuff. Am I right?
Okay. Now, the first thing I will say is...
His name is Adam, anyway, if you want to know.
Okay. Well, the first thing I will say for you to consider is that if we feel like we have to be or we are suspicious or can't trust someone we're dating, then it may not be the healthiest relationship situation for us to be in at this time. Whether there is validity or truth to those suspicions, the fact that there is something about the person or the situation that is causing us to feel that way, maybe our intuition trying to tell us this isn't the best or the right thing for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
The cards that came up are not so much about him doing something like that versus more saying that this doesn't seem to be... I would be concerned that this situation may end up playing into some of the challenges and issues that you are working on and need to continue working on that led you to have to go into AA in the first place.
Yeah.
And that this would be the kind of thing that would cause you to slip back or would cause triggers that may impede your progress in the work you've already started doing. And we certainly want to acknowledge and applaud the work that you've done since you said it's been 130 days. And I wouldn't want to see this situation become something that has you have to start counting over again from day one.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, I can swear on a stack of Bibles, a relationship will never cause me go back to drinking. Never. I didn't when, you know, I'm a psychic on Keen. I used to have a Block Talk radio show. I used to do it to relax, to do readings and everything. Then I retired and I had all this time and everything. So I don't feel like I would say somebody getting badly hurt in my life. But no, I really don't feel like that would ever happen to me, that I go back to drinking, because I'm nowhere there no more.
Well,
go ahead.
But don't think of it as it doesn't have to be something direct.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that something that happens in the relationship causes something else in your life to happen, but that thing in your life that indirectly was affected by the relationship then may become a trigger. You know, and if nothing else, we don't want you getting drawn up into the drama that he may have going on within himself.
Yeah,
and
he's
in his
dealing
life.
With that, you know, what I get from it, abuse from her, that she was like an evil Knievel and stuff. That's what I get from his conversation.
Well, but he hasn't done his work around that, and so
no,
it would end up sucking you into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you getting caught up in that, and that's not a healthy kind of relationship situation to be pursuing. Maybe later when he has done his own personal work on that.
You know, I've been told just to be a good friend, you know, and everything.
Yeah, well,
I had
right.
that feeling. I just had that feeling this week because twice two things happened, and it just seemed like he looked at me funny every time. You know, one day I'm sitting waiting on another meeting, and I'm talking to another person in AA, and it just felt like then I was leaving yesterday, and outside I was talking to a guy. I never met him before or anything, but all I was saying, oh, it's not as hot out as it seems, you know. And he said, well, maybe that depends on the, was it hot inside? I said, no, it wasn't. It was really cool. So, and I could see him looking at me, and then when I noticed him, I waved at him, and he turned away like he didn't see me. You know?
Well, but that's just not something that is bringing about healthy feelings within you,
right?
Regarding that person, and you know, it's better for you to now, if you want to try to be friends, that's okay. But I would maintain a healthy distance from
okay.
any sort of deep involvement with this person.
Okay.
Is there anything you're getting, Mildred?
Yeah. Thank you for calling in, Kay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So the oracle deck that showed up for you is the Romance Angels.
Mm-hmm.
And the special card, if you'd like me to read it, is You Deserve Love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as I shared with Stacy and Lucy, if you could put your hand on your heart and your chest area and just close your eyes and breathe in all of the wonderful positive energy that this message has to share, that would be a great thing.
Okay.
And I'll read you what it says.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve love. You are lovable! Exclamation mark. The romance angels are cheering you on in your quest for love by letting you know that you deserve it. As a child of God, you're naturally loving and lovable, as is everybody. You have the right to be treated with kindness and respect by everyone in your life. If you've had harsh experiences with life, you may blame yourself, or you may have felt unworthy of receiving affection. This card is a reassurance that you do deserve it! Exclamation mark. You are a beautiful human being of pure love and light, no matter what any person has said or done to you, and no matter what has happened in the past. The more you affirm, I am lovable, I am loved, I am loving, the more you will experience true love in your life, and it will come true for you. Always remember that affirmations help you believe spiritual truths that are deep and unconscious. This, in turn, allows you to attract loving people, loving relationships, and loving circumstances into your life. And you definitely deserve that. Big, 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 big exclamation mark.
Mm.
So that's the message that came through for you from my end. And a couple of other fun things. The color that came in was orange. So keep that in mind. And the animal totem that came in for you is porcupine.
Porcupine,
yeah. Mm. That came in as soon as I heard your voice.
Uh-huh.
I heard porcupine. So as I had shared with Stacy and with Lucy, go on Google, type in animal totem porcupine, look at the description, and there's five messages there for you.
Okay.
And then it's really up to you to determine how you'd like to use the message for the porcupine. It's always given in a lovely manner, and you can just underline those five key messages that appeal to you as you read it through, and maybe
okay.
post somewhere, or just keep them in your purse, or just somewhere close. That's what I get for you.
Okay.
And pull them to you when you're in different situations. And you know what you can say? You can say, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Now, the other two things that came in are, in terms of books, I got the Bible, and you,
mm-hmm.
I think you had referred to a stack of Bibles, but that came in for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also getting when I'm looking at your energy, I'm getting a lot in the fifth chakra. You had mentioned you had done energy work. Maybe you're familiar with fifth chakra.
Yeah, I'm a psychic, yeah.
Okay, so it's the fifth chakra that you're being invited in the context of the information that I just shared with you. In that context, it's to work on your fifth chakra.
Fifth chakra, okay.
Come on. So the card is you deserve love with a great big exclamation mark. The animal totem is porcupine, and you can get that by typing in animal totem porcupine, and that has five messages for you, which you can underline or highlight. The main thing is to keep them with you and be able to refer to them. And when you are referring to them, the magic words are, that's interesting, and I feel that you'd be very good at doing that. Your color is orange. And the context of all this information from my end is working on the fifth chakra, which is expressing your truth and expressing yourself for that matter. And that is come in 4K from Cincinnati. How's that?
That sounds great. Thank you very much.
Well,
and I will look that up right away.
Hey, KK, before you go, how do you feel?
I feel good.
Hmm?
Yeah, I feel good.
And hi, Steve, do you have anything else to share?
No, I think we're good, and I think that when she looks up porcupine, she's going to, because two key words for porcupine are innocence and trust. So if you're in a relationship with someone who either you can't look at as innocent or you can't trust, then porcupine is saying that maybe we have to be a bit prickly in the sense of defending ourselves and not allowing ourselves to go into that, nor allowing them, think of the little prickly things on a porcupine, they keep people from coming too close to them. So it may also be that you have to not allow someone to come too close to you that you feel you can't trust in some way.
Okay, well, I don't know about trust on me about him. I just wonder about him about me, you know.
Well, but the fact that you have to question that means
my
that you can't trust
is,
him.
I'll tell you, I'm a very open and truthful person. I'm not a flirt and things. And when I like somebody, I'm not, you know, looking at somebody else. You know what I mean? That's what,
But if you can't trust him, meaning you can't trust whether he is trusting you or not, then it's not healthy to be in. And that's what porcupine, I think, is trying to tell you. If I can't trust this person to not be spying on me, for example, then that's someone I have to keep at a distance and not allow to get close to me.
Okie dokie. I will go by that. Thank you very much, both of you. Have a good
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Sunday.
Thank Bye-bye, you for calling in.
Thank you.
So our next call is coming from area code 941. Are you there, area code 941?
Yes, I am. My name is Carla.
Carla, where are you calling from, Carla?
Florida.
Florida, another Florida. We hear you're having a scorcher down there.
Oh, it's always this way. Usually about 10 months of the year. It's probably close to 100.
It's always very, very hot. I hope that you're enjoying that. I'll allow you to enjoy it. I'll just envision you enjoying it. What is it that you'd like for us to look at for you today?
I would like you to look at my career. What do you see in the near future coming for it? I work for myself, and I was just wondering if there's any changes or, you know, what is going to be happening with my own career.
Okay, well, give me one second. That was a very succinct way of asking. So give me one second to shuffle. And Mildred, if you're already ready, feel free to jump in. But otherwise, we'll be with you momentarily.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I am. First of all, Carla, wonderful to speak to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I am looking at the fairy cards from Doreen Virtue. And as you were talking, the one that came up for you in the context of your question is look inside yourself. Now, what I invite you to do is put your hand over your heart and close your eyes and absorb all the goodness from the wisdom of this card, and may I read it to you?
Sure, yes.
Okay, so this is what came up. I know you have a career question, but this is the card that came up, and just absorb the information from this card in the context of your career. So it's called Look Inside Yourself. Sometimes you may feel empty, and your first reaction is to try and fill up the emptiness by acquiring something or someone. You may fall into the trap of thinking, I'll be happy if or when this happens, if I have a new lover, or if I have a new career, or if I have an advanced degree, or if I have a better wardrobe, etc., etc., etc. When you get a new acquisition, you only feel satisfied for a little while. The fairies remind you that the only source of true fulfillment is by connecting with your spirit and voice within. Have a mental conversation with your higher self or the universe or your creator or your source and feel yourself being filled with divine love. The same holds true if you're searching for answers from outside authorities. Now, there's nothing wrong with seeking counsel from wise friends, especially if their advice echoes what you know to be true in your heart. But perhaps you've been asking your friends or mentors for solutions and feel confused by conflicting advice. So if everybody is telling you different solutions, what you need to do is meditate on what your inner guidance is telling you. So for me, when I feel this card, Carla, it sounds to me like there's an excellent opportunity to connect with your inner voice for that clear, crystal clear message, and to tune down the volume of any external or outer voices that are going on. Does that make any sense to you?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. Now, the animal totem that came up for you is bluefish. So as I shared with Stacy and Lucy and Kay, if you wanted to type in blue animal totem bluefish, or it could be a bluefin fish or something like that, it has to do with in the name of the fish there is blue, you will get two messages that will relate directly to the question that you're asking. And my sense is when you get the messages for you, it's just as I had spoken before, put your hand on your heart and really absorb the key message from the animal totem description on the blue fish and see where that takes you. Because I see it taking you on a visual journey,
okay.
Two messages, okay? And it's all good. The color that came up for you was green.
Okay.
And on a comical note, because there's tons of humor and comedy in the universe. The song that came up for you, it's an old, old song. It's called In the Band Played On. It's Casey would dance with the Strawberry Blonde and the band played on. I remember my grandmother singing me this song. It goes, I can't even think how it goes, but if you write down Casey would dance with the Strawberry Blonde and the band played on, and you type that into Google, it'll bring up the song. It's a really old-fashioned song, but the energy of that song is going to support you listening to your inner voice.
Okay, great.
And Carl, I wish I could remember the song because I would sing it to you right now. Casey would dance with the Strawberry Blonde and the band played on. It goes something like that. It's
okay. I will Google it.
All right, back to high C.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, the big thing that really is coming up in the cards that showed up for me is you're on the verge. It's like you're standing on the edge of the opportunity to take a risk or to take a chance or to take a leap of faith. And that's going to kind of thrust you into a whole new phase or cycle of your career. And we want you to trust those instincts. You know, the big card here is the Fool card. And the Fool card is about trusting in ourselves, trusting in the universe, and just stepping into the unknown. And, you know, the Fool card reminds us that the universe won't put us at the edge of a cliff if we're just going to fall into the rocks below and crash. It's putting us there to either let us land softly or teach us how to fly, but it's not going to push us. We have to be willing to step off and take that risk, take that chance. So and this would say, well, and I would look at this on, based on some other cards, that it's probably coming very, very soon. I would anticipate even within the next 2 weeks. The key is we want you to not overthink it. We need you to get out of your head and just trust your gut, trust your instinct, and just take that chance rather
than...
Just kind
of allow it to happen and then make my intuition kick in.
Well, or... it's more like it'll be an opportunity or a door to step through, and you have to just be willing to step through it rather than saying, give me a week to think about this.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be the biggest challenge for you, and could be the biggest obstacle to being able to take full advantage of this, is if you try to take or spend time or put it off because you think you need to think about it. Just go with that gut instinct and just be in that moment and take a leap of faith when it's there. And part of what that may do is open up, you probably will have more than one option or more than one thing to choose from or to decide from. And part of what this would indicate too is whatever seems like the bigger risk is the one to gravitate towards. So really pay attention to opportunities, offers, doors that might open within the next couple of weeks, and be willing to just leap. And trust that you will be up to whatever it is, even if you think that you aren't. And just because you think that I need more experience to do that, or they're probably looking for this kind of knowledge or whatever, there's something about what you've already done or what you already know that's going to serve you enough to move in that direction. You may learn other things down the way, but there's no reason for you not to go that direction or take advantage of that opportunity now. And I did pull from the I Ching as well, which is a Chinese divination system, because I wanted to look at those together. And one of the things that may be indicated, especially with the Two of Swords and then the second I Ching hexagram that came up, the second hexagram is called the Family. And the Two of Swords oftentimes is a card that can indicate things like playing a negotiator, arbitrator, mediator, peacemaker. It's kind of the person who sits in the middle and doesn't take sides, and everybody can come to them because they know it's the safe, non-judgmental place. So you may find opportunity to move in a direction or take a chance on something that involves working with people with families or in a family setting, especially where mediation is needed, or somebody who will honor and allow everyone in the situation to be heard in order to help repair bonds between people, to create a stronger community or be more community involved in some way. So that seems to be the kind of thing that is getting ready to come in for you. And we want you to be willing to take the chance or take the risk. And the risk could also mean going into risky places. So it could be where there's an opportunity to work in a community center that's in a risky part of town. But know that those are the places and the people that need it the most. And we need people to be willing to take the chance on them and believe in them and trust I have something to offer them. That's the kind of thing that we would want you to be willing to consider and to engage in and take a leap of faith towards.
Okay, great. Wonderful.
So, any questions about anything Mildred or I have said?
No, what you said, others have told me, and plus my guides have been told me, it's more of that an opportunity would come that I don't think I could do it, but I have to stop that thought and just do it, because I can do it.
Right.
So, well, thank you so much, and you guys are wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Carol. I have one more thing to add. While High C was sharing his guidance, I was listening with one ear, and then my little fingers were typing away on Google, and I did find the blue fish. And oddly enough, I believe you're in Florida. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Well, the blue fish, it lives around Florida. My eyes nearly fell out of my head when I looked at the description, so it's in Florida. But the characteristics are the adult bluefish, they're strong and they're assertive.
Uh-huh. And
okay?
That's me.
So that's the bluefish, though. The bluefish is there to support you in those wonderful attributes that you have, that strength, that assertiveness. And it said they also live in loose groups.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine that's a little bit of autonomy there, that you can – it would be good to have some space around yourself.
Uh-huh.
So you're able to listen to your inner voice.
Uh-huh. Well, also the fish represents spirituality,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
especially the color blue resonates with spirituality. Like the blue in the aura would be more of a spiritual color.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, especially like in dreams and that, if you see fish, it usually has to do with spirituality.
Yeah, and there's some green coming in there too. There's the color green, but I was quite excited when I read about the bluefish, and I don't know if you're going to find anything directly if you type in bluefish, animal totem bluefish. I wasn't able to find anything initially, so I went to Wikipedia. Yeah, so if you can find it, good luck. Good luck.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you both very much. You guys are both wonderful.
Well, thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Thank
day.
You.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's see. Based on who's been holding the longest, I think that we will go to area code 484. Are you there, caller from area code 484?
Yes, hi, I'm here.
Hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Tonetta. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Okay, and what is it that you would like for us to look at today for you?
My love life. I'm very confused about my love life with a man that I was dating and seeing, and now things are very confused about him, and I'm not sure what he's doing or what's going to go on here. And I really need clarity because I'm not getting it from him. So I would like to know what's really going on.
Okay. So the cards that came up for me, the first one, Five of Cups reversed for you, it's called Clinging to the Past, but it's reversed. So that often comes up when there is a need for us to be willing to shed or let go of something from the past that we continue to hold on to. And trying, you know, so in a relationship situation, trying to hold on to something because we've had good times in the past, trying to rekindle something because we had something before, there's a sense of we need to let go of that and stop trying to force that. Because there's something else, something better, just in the sense that what is right for us now, waiting for us to move towards or to come into our lives, but it's getting blocked out by this thing that we keep holding on to from the past. So I would look at this and say that perhaps we need to explore what other opportunities there are in terms of people and dating and that kind of thing for the moment, rather than getting too fixated on trying to fix this situation or make this situation work. And that may also be because we need to stop waiting on what somebody else is doing and let them figure out their own life, their own timetable, and get on with our lives, rather than getting all stirred up and caught up and wondering what's happening and when are they going to come around and what are they wanting and all of that. Well, you know, when they get that clarity, they can come back, and if we're at a place to accept them in, we'll consider it. But until they do that, we're going to get on with our lives. And if they come back and they've missed out on that opportunity because we found someone else, that's the risk they take because they aren't dealing with their own clarity. So it's not so much about you needing clarity around this versus he needs to figure out what his own clarity is around this, and you need to stop waiting on him to do that.
Right. Well, see, I have a whole year invested in this person, and I really just don't know what's going to go on here. I don't know if he's dating someone else. I don't know if he's trying to rekindle things with his ex from his past. I don't know what is going on, but I did tell him that I want someone in my life every day for me and my daughter, and that would be moving in here. I didn't say that in a roundabout way, but I did say I do need someone here in my life every day, and I did say that I wanted to be in a committed relationship. So I said, when you're serious about being in a committed relationship, you come talk to me. He hasn't talked to me since Tuesday, so I don't know what he's doing.
Well, then stop worrying about what he's doing and get on with your life. You made it very clear what you need. He obviously wasn't ready to respond to that when you said that in a way that would be, you know, like, I'm ready for that, or let's talk more about that, or let's pursue that.
Right.
So take that as your clarity. Take that as the response of, he's not at a place where he's ready for that, therefore I'm not going to wait around on him, and you know what you want. Therefore, it's time for you to go out and start looking for it. And here we have, this has been going on for a year, and the card that comes up for you, reversing clinging to the past, says it's time to stop holding on to the past and waiting for or trying to make that work, versus it's time for me to start moving on into the future and leave the past behind. And if this person isn't ready to move into the future with you, then that's something that's part of the past that gets left behind, and you move on to someone and something else.
Right. Okay.
Do you have anything coming up, Mildred? Well, it sounds like maybe Mildred is having a little technical difficulty.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry about that, Heisey. Tonetta, really nice to speak with you. What does your name mean? It's a beautiful name.
It's an Italian name. I'm Italian.
And do you know what your name means?
No.
Be interesting to find that out, wouldn't it? Lovely. So basically, what came up for me was the card very soon. And it would be in the context of your question. If you'd like, I'd read it to you.
Okay.
And just put your hand on your heart and take a deep breath and absorb all the positive energy. So it says very soon. Clearly decide what you want so that it can come to you. This card asks you, what do you want? Well, that's pretty clear, what do you want? And demands a very clear and specific answer. Just like putting your order in at a restaurant, the universe has been listening to your thoughts and your feelings about your love life and has brought you what you asked for. When you complain about what served you, it's only because you placed an unclear order. Now, that's an interesting concept. As soon as you are perfectly straightforward about what you desire, it comes to you on the wings of angels in an instant. You drew this card because it's time for you to get clear and honest with yourself and formulate your requests with trust and faith and optimism. Trust that your feelings will make a difference, and that the decisions that you make for yourself will be about what's best for you because you're following your inner voice. So that's the card that came up in context of your question. And the animal totem that came up for you, Tonetta, is alligator. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, honey. I'm here.
Okay, so the animal totem is alligator. So if you go into Google and you type in animal totem alligator, it has three messages for you that I think that you will find most useful. And these are messages that you can incorporate into how you see the world. So I would highly encourage you to do that as quickly as you can. And the song that came in for you, because sometimes on a humorous note, songs come in. The song is MacArthur Park. I don't know if you've ever heard that song.
No.
No? Okay, so write it down and then just type in MacArthur Park. I could be wrong, Tonetta, but I think that maybe Donna Summer sang this song. It might have been a big hit for her. Maybe Hi C probably knows music better than I do, but that is the song that came in. And the color that came in is yellow. So that's the deal. So from my end, you have your angel card that came in for you very soon, and it's all about being really, really, really clear about what you want.
Okay.
And being clear from your inner voice. Not the one thing I find that really helps me is when I'm meditating or I'm trying to envision something beautiful and positive for myself, I always step back and pay attention and ask myself, is this coming from my head or is this coming from my heart? And if it's coming from my head, it means simply that I might be deviating from the course, or I might be too interested in listening to external messages, or I might be too pessimistic. So what I do is some deep breathing. So what I'd suggest for you is before you give your message to the universe, really, really quiet yourself down. And one way to do this is to take a little walk and maybe look at the trees or look at the flowers or chirp with the birds. If chirping with the birds calms you down, and enter your heart, and from that space, create a list or a clear message to the universe about what you'd like. And then the next thing I would do is I would look at the animal totem alligator and look at the messages there that are available for me, because these messages, as with everybody else we've spoken to today, they will support you and support your inner voice. And then get on YouTube and look up MacArthur Park.
Okay.
Sing along with it. So that's what I get. Anything else, Heisi?
I think that pretty much covers it.
Probably.
Right.
Thank you very much for calling in today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tornado. Beautiful day.
And enjoy the rest of the day. And we'll look forward to hearing about perhaps a new relationship in your life.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So I think we'll take just a quick break. And when we come back, we will be going to area code 978. So if you're calling in from area code 978, we will come to you next in just a minute.
As promised, we're always thinking of ways to bring you a fresh new perspective. Check out this lineup of our newest shows. The Amethyst Oracle, Divination with a Queer Twist, featuring Firefly Willow's LIVE favorite, Heisi Luttmers, and his co-host, Charlie Harrington, on the second Tuesday evening each month. A Shamanic Life, hosted by John Carosella, on the first and third Tuesday evenings each month. The brand new Embracing Change, The Joy of a New Path, with career coach Ivan Teams and John Carosella, the fourth Tuesday evening of each month. What's Your Prescription for Balance? With Mildred Lynn McDonald and her co-host, Dr. Glenna Calder, the first Thursday afternoon each month. And Evolve, with Robin White Turtle Lisney, the third Thursday afternoon each month. We're excited. Give us a listen as we continue to create new and entertaining ways for you to shine your inner light. Join us at Firefly Willows LIVE.
Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say. It's alright. It's alright. Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say. It's alright.
And we are back, and you are listening to Firefly Willows LIBE, and this is our monthly call-in show where you have your chance to call in and receive a reading live on the air. and I am Hi C, and joined today by my co-host Mildred Lynn McDonald.
Hello.
And we are going to go to our next caller, who is calling from area code 978. Are you there, caller from area code 978?
Yes, hi, I'm here.
Well, hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Joyce, and I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. What would you like us to look at today?
Thanks. Well, I'm trying to get custody of my younger nephew. He very much wants to live with me and always has, and, it's just court will be coming soon, and I'm just praying for his sake that this all, it actually, I'm praying for my sake because I don't know what I'll do without him, but I guess that's my question. My nephew, the love of my life, I love this little boy. So that's it.
So really you want us to look at the situation around you being able to gain custody of him, correct?
Yeah, that's, I guess that's basically it.
Okay. Well, there are some very positive indications from the cards that have come up for me. One thing that I will say is that the way things are structured at the moment may need to change in some way. There may need to be some sort of a compromise or a little bit of a give and take made in order for it to be finalized or to come about. So be open to considering some suggestions or opportunities or options that are presented to you that may mean some sort of a change in how things are initially that you thought they would be or how we were initially pursuing it. But know that by making those adjustments or those changes or those compromises, that's what's going to lead to successful conclusion of this.
Okay.
You know, so there is, and some of that you may have to just be willing to accept, because one of the cards here, the Lover's card reversed, can indicate that sometimes we don't have a choice in the matter. So it may be that, it'd be like if we were going through a court, it'd be like the court saying, you know, we'll approve this, but with this stipulation, or we're going to change this particular thing. You know, if I just think in terms of it, like an example of a custody thing, it'd be like telling somebody, you know, what you were applying for, you know, having custody and then the other parent being able to visit one weekend a month, we're going to go ahead and grant you custody, but the other parent is able to visit two weekends a month or something. And so it's that idea where you don't really have a choice, and that this is really encouraging you, if you're willing to accept those changes and be willing to make that compromise in some way, then you will be both happy with the final result and that it will be able to come to conclusion for you. And it doesn't seem like it's going to be taking very much longer. I think that you're going to find things are starting to either speed up or it's going to be moving towards conclusion fairly soon or fairly quickly. But the indication here is that you will likely be pleased with the final outcome, even though there are some slight modifications or changes to what that outcome looks like from what you may have initially thought it would be. But don't let that deter you from giving up.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, so, and I think that probably you'll start to really see things picking up. Oh, well, actually now, because I was going to say in the next water sign, but we just entered Cancer as of Friday. So, I think, you know, this month and next month, you'll probably start to see things picking up speed and starting to move towards some sort of conclusion.
Yeah. That all makes sense to me. All of it.
Okay.
Really.
Excellent. So, Mildred, do you have something coming up for her?
Yeah, I do. I do have something. And welcome to the show, Joyce. It's wonderful to have you here today.
Oh, and it's great listening to you, honestly.
and you know what? I love your accent.
Oh, thanks.
I have an accent from Nova Scotia because that's where I'm from. And I always feel that one of my most treasured possessions is my accent.
Yeah, that's true.
And the reason it is, and I don't know if you feel like this also, is no matter where I travel or no matter where I am, I always feel that I'm taking a piece of Nova Scotia with me.
There you go.
Through my voice. So I just wanted to compliment you. I wanted to compliment you on your beautiful Boston accent.
Aw, thank you.
Well, before I go into what Oracle card came up, I would like to share that the animal totem that shows up for you is cardinal.
A beautiful
cardinal. Now, does that have a special meaning for you, cardinals?
Yes, it does. I'm not even kidding you.
Okay. So what are there cardinals around your home? Or tell us a little bit about the cardinals.
Okay. Excuse me. When my mother died 16 years ago, she said if she could ever be reincarnated, she would be a bird. Now, in the past year, all this time, the past year, I have a red cardinal that comes to my window every single day. And you know how they have the songbird, it has its whistle. And
yes.
I swear to God, the bird is saying my name.
Wow.
It sounds like Joyce. I just can't explain it. To me, that's my feeling for the cardinal.
Oh, my heavens. Well, when that came in very, very strongly, it made me feel warm. So a beautiful sign for you that you're well-loved and you're embraced and you're not alone. So that's beautiful. And I'll tell you the other thing that came in immediately when I heard your voice is the song, Here Comes the Sun. Are you familiar with that?
Here comes the sun,
da-da-da-da, here comes the sun.
Right.
And I say, la-la-la. I wish I could remember the words, but I can't.
No, it's all right.
Exactly. So that song holds a vibration that will help support you in the context of your question. So if you have that on a CD or if you want to go to YouTube when you're feeling a little uncertain or low about your situation, that song will boost you up. And the third thing that came in for you was in the context of Mother Teresa. And I remember seeing a big picture book, and it had a picture of her feet or a foot on it, and what I got is one step at a time.
Wow, beautiful.
Mm. Yeah, so really, really, your messages are coming from very credible sources, aren't they? Very credible sources.
Yes, they really are.
Now, what I'd love to do is read you the oracle card that came up for you. And what I'd suggest is put your hand over your heart and breathe in deeply and so you can absorb all the positive messages. Now, when this card came up, it may mean something in terms of inviting you to look at things from an interesting perspective. And what it's called is Love Heals Fear. And first of all, may I read this card to you?
Yes.
Okay, so it's called Love Heals Fear. The power of your love can help angry people to be less afraid. People who are angry are really afraid of getting into trouble. And this happens with adults or even with children. Everybody, it seems to be part of the human condition. So when you meet someone who acts in a mean way, remember that this person is really just afraid. And if you get angry back at the person, you'll be just adding to their fear. You can heal away. When I read that, I thought, this is really good stuff. You can heal away anger with your thoughts of love. See the goodness in everybody, including yourself. Know that everybody really wants to be happy. No one wants to be a negative person or angry. Angry people are very lonely because their anger pushes other people away from them.
Yeah.
So you can help. Yeah, you can help by being kind to such people. You'll also want to be kind to yourself and to listen to your inner voice, which tells you how to stay safe. Call upon the angels, especially Archangel Michael. I don't know if you're familiar with
Archangel. Yeah? Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Go ahead. Look at me, I'm sorry.
I'm going to die at some point, right?
Michael, I can't believe you said this. Okay.
The Archangel Michael, to protect you if you ever feel afraid. And love is your best protector because your inner voice helps you to know the love that's within every person. It will keep you strong no matter what. So Joyce, number one that came in, the beautiful message from the Cardinal, which obviously is significant. Your song that will put you in a great mood and bolster your spirits, Here Comes the Sun. So you can get that on YouTube. And the other area for you to embrace would be around the concept of Mother Teresa, one person at a time or one step at a time.
Right.
And the beautiful message about how love heals fear and where fear really comes from and the role that you can play. So when you meet a person that's probably not acting towards you in the best way, you can consider this message. And I also wanted to share with you, because these shows are recorded, after the show today, if you feel this is a lot of information to absorb, or if you simply want to listen to the message again, you can always listen to the recording.
Great.
And what I would invite you to do is, when you're listening to the recording again, when you hit a part that really touches your heart, like, for example, about the Cardinal or Archangel Michael or Mother Teresa, just put your hand over your heart again, breathe in deeply, and sit with it. And first, offer your gratitude and appreciation, and see what your inner voice has to share with you. Not your head, your inner voice. And you'll know your inner voice because you have your hand on your heart. And you'll be able to tell, is this coming from my heart? And that will help you tremendously in moving forward. Well, that's what has come up for you, for me.
Wow.
How do you feel? Feel, George.
I love, first of all, Mother Teresa was my father's saint. The Cardinal's my mother. Archangel Michael, he keeps coming into my head. Don't ask me why. And Michael is my nephew, who I'm trying to get custody of.
I'm getting chills.
I feel so uplifted, and I've been listening to my heart, and I've been trying to be part. This was just so. I thank the both of you.
You're welcome. It was an honor to have you on the show.
Oh, so good. I
just want to add, when Mildred mentioned Cardinal, I went ahead and looked that up. And so a couple of the things that Cardinal represents, obviously besides your mother, is the Cardinal, it brings us hope. It brings cheer. It helps bring focus and renewal. It's, you call on cardinal energy when you're feeling low or despondent or pessimistic, because one thing that cardinal does, and I saw a phrase here that was on a website that I found information about cardinal, and I thought it spoke perfectly to you and especially about the situation you're asking about. Call on cardinal when you need bolstering for an event that you are nervous about. And so, and I think it's calling on Cardinal as well as perhaps calling on your mother to be there. So when you're feeling nervous, if you're feeling less than hopeful about the situation, call on your mother and she'll be there to both comfort you as well as to bolster your spirits and even to help in the situation, because ancestors, spirits can do that. And I think Archangel Michael is probably also there. Archangel Michael, you do not want to mess with. So when we call on Archangel.
Right.
When you call on Archangel Michael to come into something, you know, it better be something you want, because things are going to happen. So, all of these things that have come through, and Cardinal is there to remind you to stay hopeful, to, and also to walk with grace and nobility and pride, but pride is not ego. So when I talked about compromising in the situation, don't let your ego get in the way.
That's right, yeah.
So that,
makes sense.
You know, because it can come to a fruitful or a positive conclusion, even if there's compromise, if we don't let our ego sabotage that. And that's what Cardinal helps to remind us about.
Well, thank you both. God bless and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
What a great...
So now we're going to go to area code 928. Are you there, caller, from area code 928?
Yes.
What's your name and where are you calling in from?
My name is Alfina. I'm actually calling in from Arizona.
Oh, well, welcome to the show. What is it that you would like for us to look at for you today?
I'm wanting insights into a relationship.
And this is a particular relationship, a currently existing relationship?
A current relationship.
Okay. Give me just a moment to shuffle, and if Mildred already has something coming up, she's welcome to jump in.
Well, Dean, I wanted to ask you about your name.
What was that?
I wanted to ask you about your name. Do you know, it's a beautiful name. What does it mean?
You know, I don't know.
It sounds Irish. Would it be Irish or that? Athena. Or maybe Greek. It sounds like a name for a goddess or something like that.
How do you spell it?
A-L-P-H-I-N-A.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. All right, so you're asking a question about a relationship. Is this a relationship of the romantic nature?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Now, just as High C, because High C is going to go first, as High C is doing his work over there, I wanted to share that the animal totem that's come up for you is a canary. So as with our other callers, Stacy and Lucy and Carla and Tonetta and Joyce and Kay, if you would go to Google and type in animal totem canary, which is a bright, beautiful yellow, then you're going to get three messages there for you to help you along on the happy trail in the context of your relationship. All right?
Okay.
And now, Hi, C, are you ready?
I am.
Okay.
So the cards that came up would, first of all, the card that came up for you is the Four of Swords. And Four of Swords is a card, sometimes it's a card of respite or retreat. So it's taking a little bit of a break from something, but that can just mean stepping back to give my thoughts and my mind time to process. If you want to think of one phrase for this card, it's the idea of let me sleep on it. So right now, it seems to be encouraging you not to make any final or snap decisions about something, but to postpone, like this is a card of postponement or delay, to put off making a final decision. But you may need to step away from the person or the situation a little bit in order to give yourself time to focus and give your mind the opportunity to become more clear around what's happening, what you need, you know, that kind of thing. So make time and make space for yourself to sit with this, to think about this, to let things kind of settle and process rather than just trying to push forward or make a decision in this moment. The card for the other person, well, actually I'm going to go to the relationship card first because it's the Ten of Wands reversed. And so when that card shows up reversed, it's saying that the relationship has become overburdened or overwhelmed. It's kind of like on burnout mode. And the reversal says it's taken on too many responsibilities and obligations, and we need to shed those things. One, that can mean that the individuals in a relationship need to take back the things that they need to be responsible for rather than putting that on the other person. And that may mean we have to
This is like a very recent relationship, so I'm like confused.
Okay, so what are you confused about? Tell me where the confusion is
like
coming from.
Like how you're saying the card Ten of Wands is saying we're over, what does it say, burden or something like that, and we're taking on more responsibility or something like that. I don't know. But it's just like,
yeah, so,
I don't know.
Okay, so it's just that the way the relationship is right now is it's overwhelmed. So there may be too many expectations that one or both people are coming into the relationship with. There may be too many demands or things that are being asked or things that we're hoping the other person might change or those kind of things. And this is cautioning us against looking to the other person to help us do things or take on the weight of things that we may be dealing with too soon in the relationship. The Four of Swords, that card that came up for you, is kind of asking to go very slowly, to not necessarily even make a decision about whether this is a relationship to pursue right now, because that Ten of Wands...
I already agree to it, so and it's just, yeah.
You've already agreed to it?
Yeah, like I said, okay, let's be in a relationship then. Let's see where it goes. I mean, you know.
Okay, well, but you don't want to, don't let the relationship move too fast because it'll burn itself out very quickly. Don't overburden the relationship too much by trying to put too many expectations, trying to push it forward, because again, that will kind of burn it out. It's like it needs room to breathe and room to relax and kind of settle into what it wants to be rather than trying to push it forward into something. So really take your time with this relationship.
I think I'm not pushing anything because first and foremost, I'm not thinking, oh my God, I'm going to marry him. I'm going to have kids with him. Like, no, that is not my idea right now. I'm just, I gave the relationship a try, I guess just to see where it would go. And that's basically it.
Well, and so what I'm saying is see where it goes by treating it like going out for a Sunday drive and just relax into it. Don't actively try to move it forward versus just allowing it to move forward however it wants
and
to.
The thing of it too is like it's kind of hard to move it forward even if I want it to because it's a long distance relationship, so I'm surprised that you didn't pick up on that. Like
and do we know that this person is completely open and free to this relationship and not still dealing with some other relationship situation in their life?
I absolutely have no idea. I never really cared to ask or even ask them or anything about it. Yeah.
Because the card coming up for the other person is the Two of Pentacles, and sometimes that could indicate that this relationship is one of two things in their life, and whether that's another relationship with a person or whether that's just a relationship with their work, which is that sense of they'll give what they have to this relationship, but their work is, it's kind of like the relationship is the mistress and the work is the primary relationship partner. And also this card is called Moment to Moment. So this is someone who also wants to just take things one step at a time. And if you're already doing this or approaching the situation this way, it may just be that this is validating the fact that the way that we're acting or moving the relationship forward right now is the right way to be doing it.
I guess my final question with this relationship is it even worth it? Like, how long is it going to last? And I don't know. It's just
that's where we could look at the Ten of Wands reversed, because
it's like
Ten of Wands,
right? Like, it's not favorable. Like, it's not going to last. Like, come on, it's like long distance relationship too. So.
Well, it has the possibility. Actually, the distance may be beneficial because the way you're able to get to know each other means that you don't burn out on each other too quickly, because it's not like you're seeing each other all the time.
I'm a person who's kind of like fast and furious. Like, I like things to go fast. I don't like waiting on people. I don't like people who are indecisive or people who just kind of play around. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of, I mean, life's too short for me to wait for somebody for months and months and months or even weeks, you know? So for that reason, I'm just like, is this even worth it? Because it's long distance. It's like, we're not even going to see each other. We're not going to be around each other. So how in the world am I supposed to know, you know, even get to really know him that well?
Well, through talking.
No, but like, you know, like that's the thing, like sometimes I think that's so impersonal, like over phone and texting, because you're not right there to necessarily see the person's facial expressions, you know, like things like that. So it's just,
Well, there's things like Skype or FaceTime that you can use to actually see each other. But I think because the interesting indication is that there is possibility and potential for this relationship, but that Four of Swords is asking or is saying that you would have to be willing to approach this relationship very differently than the way you normally do, which is that fast and furious idea that you prefer.
Cautious, right? Like snail, like go along or whatever. Because right now I have people here, people near me. So that's the reason why it's kind of, I'm just wanting to know, is this even worth it?
Well, I mean, everything I have here says that it would in the long run be worth it, but you would have to be willing to have the patience and allow for that slowness of development for it to be worth it, because that's where it will end up. But if you aren't willing to engage in that way, then you'll overwhelm it. I mean, literally, it's like if it wants to go along at 5 miles an hour and we try to move it up to 10 miles an hour, that will overwhelm the situation. So if you're going to find that you're too trigger happy, but if you're too quick to push your foot down on the gas pedal and can't control not doing that, like, okay, let's just go here, then this relationship really won't survive that.
Okay, so then I guess it's like a dead end then, right? Because, I mean, it's like, besides, it makes more sense to try to be with somebody here that's near rather than, you know, a couple miles away or like in another state. Because, you know, like, I really don't know what he's doing or what he's honest about, you know, so that's another thing.
Well, I think that if you need something that's more immediate and more obvious and can move more quickly, then yes, you're going to have to focus on something that's more in your immediate opportunity area rather than something that's at a distance. But if you are willing to have the patience with this and go against the normal way that you would want, need, or approach things, this would have really good potential. But if that
like what do you mean? Like it's long distance. Like how is that supposed to?
Well, because it doesn't mean it would stay long distance forever. You know, if it slowly develops over time, there would probably be a realization on one or both parts that it's now time for us to be together in the same physical area, and therefore one or both would be willing to consider making a move to do that, because they would see that this relationship is important and this is going somewhere, therefore I'm going to give it the full opportunity by making that kind of a move. That's going to take some time to get to that point, but it is something that it can develop towards. But if you don't want to have to wait or take that time, that's what would overwhelm this relationship and then cause it to kind of burn out.
I'm actually taking that step right now. So what you saw like within my card was true. I sort of just left everything. I don't text him, you know, like I don't really bother him. It's like, you know, if you want to text me, you do it, not me. Like I'm just, you know, I'll be here, but.
Well, it sounds like you need something more immediate and more accessible. And actually, before I go on, if you're listening to the live stream, it may cut off. If you're already in the queue for readings, we will stay around for a little while longer and get to a couple more people. So Just wanted to let people know that if they were listening. So it sounds like what you need is something that's a little more immediate and a little more accessible in terms of physical proximity. And the concern is that your need for that is going to cause this relationship situation to kind of burn out or flame out. And so if you aren't able to change that need in yourself, then you might not want to spend too much time investing in this. But the cards do come up.
I've already not invested that much into it. Like I said, like, I do not text them. Like, I don't call them or anything. I'm like, you know, like, you do it. Like, I'm not going to really pursue you first and foremost. And he's the one that wanted to be in a relationship, too. So I'm like, first of all, it's long distance. I never been in a long distance relationship. And secondly, I don't know you all that well. And I don't know if you lie about things or, you know, what you're doing out there. Like, I really don't know. I'm not really going to invest anything into it.
Right. But if you have those kind of concerns or can't get past those kind of trust issues, then a long distance relationship probably is not the right kind of thing for you to have. Because you're always going to have those worries.
No, I mean, I never really got to know him before we got into a relationship anyway to begin with. So it's like I'm sort of not really taking this as seriously. Like right now, it's kind of just like, okay, you're there. So.
I think let's see what Mildred has come up with as well, because maybe that'll help to bring this into further focus
is he an honest
for us.
Person?
There's
hi,
nothing.
Alfina. This is. Oh, sorry.
I was just saying that there's nothing that came up for me that would indicate.
No, do you
concern.
Remember like what you said about his card? Like this was the second of something, like another, maybe even another relationship, or.
Yes, but it's not a card that indicates like dishonesty kind of thing. So I'm not concerned about when you ask, is he an honest person? There's nothing that I have that came up that would indicate we would have to be worried about that kind of dishonest aspect from him. Just more that he has more than one thing going on, and it may be that he's doing this and work, or maybe there's still issues from a previous relationship that he still has to deal with while also focusing on this one or something like that. But it's not about distrust and dishonesty.
So it's kind of like he's giving me leftovers, right?
Well, the other relationship, quote unquote, could be his work. It may just be that he's very focused on his work, and so it's like, you know, I'm going out with two people, but one is my work and one is this relationship, and so they have to just understand I split my time equally amongst them rather than them expecting all of my time and attention. But there's nothing here that would indicate dishonesty or that kind of thing, so I wouldn't really worry about that part of it. I wouldn't say that there's anything to say he's like that.
Okay.
Mildred, have you gotten anything for us?
I'm here. One thing that came up very clearly, and hi, see, after I read the Oracle card for Alfina, maybe you can help us with this, is the sweetgrass. I know that you're probably very familiar with the meaning of sweetgrass and how it manifests and what it's used for. Would that be okay with you, hi, see?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because it came through very, very strong. And Alfina, this is the Oracle card that came up for you. So I'm going to read it with your permission and ask you, and just ask you to quiet because you're quiet yourself. I feel you revving. You know, like a car revving. And it also looks to me like you're running down the street. So I'm going to invite you to come back, have a nice sit down on a nice comfy chair, take a couple of deep breaths, and I'm going to read you what came up for you. And remember, this is guidance from your higher self that's for your consideration, and it may have a beneficial impact on how you perceive your situation. So here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So the card that came up for you is retreat. The romance angels see that your love life blossoms as you spend time alone with your partner or by yourself. It appears that you've become confused or conflicted. It's time for you to disconnect so you can better hear your own feelings and opinions.
And that's the feelings and opinions that are not revving. That's the ones that are at very calm inside. You take a couple of deep breaths. You disconnect your head. And I'll read the next part. If you're in a partnership, spending time together apart from others will renew your commitment and take you to the next level. And I understand that this is a fairly new situation, but the guidance still applies. This could mean taking a vacation, going for a nature hike, enjoying a long drive, turning off the phones and the computer, and enjoying some time together, whatever that looks like. The painting on this card also indicates a very happy period. So there may be a deepening of the relationship or a new relationship if you're currently single. These activities, or any activities that you may choose to do in whatever form that's appropriate, are more meaningful as you spend time alone with this person. If you're presently single, the card guides you to spend time by yourself meditating on your true feelings and thoughts. Be sure to take action or non-action based on any intuitive guidance that you receive from your inner self. This strengthens your energy, which helps you rapidly attract and manifest a loving partner. So what it means to me is that to give the relationship some space, to give the relationship some space and some time, and to create opportunities for you to engage this person in whatever form that's as appropriate and see what develops. And I'm getting a picture of a flower. So the opportunity for it to blossom is there, but as High C was saying, it really depends on what you want and what you choose. And I think that's where, Ophina, I think that's where the sweet grass is coming in and whatever the message of the sweet grass is. So, High C, are you available to share about sweet grass?
Sure. So, sweet grass is, well, it's often used for purification. Many people are familiar with using sage for purification, like to smudge a house or a space. And that clears out any old energy, any negative energy in a space. Sweetgrass is often used then as a follow-up to that because it purifies and it also helps to attract in a much more loving, happy, welcoming kind of energy and things. So it's protective in a sense, but it just says, I keep the good things out and I welcome the good things. I keep the bad things out and I welcome the good things in. So there's a sense of, you know, if it's coming up, it may be that we need to purify, which could be purifying our intention, purifying our thoughts around something, clearing our head about what it is we really want or really need, and then doing what's necessary to have or attract that in once we've clarified that. And if the long distance thing is just a challenge for you that you just struggle with dealing with, whether it's to trust the person or just because you feel the person isn't close enough to get to know each other easily, then it may be time to say, okay, then that's not for me. And I'm going to start looking at other ways and other opportunities to bring in the kind of things that I would be happy with and the kind of opportunities that would give me the sense of what it is I feel I need from a new relationship or the development of a relationship to be able to happen, which may mean close proximity, the ability to see each other all the time on an actual physical way, you know, that kind of thing. Sweetgrass tends to be very sweet and very loving, you know, so if you're not experiencing sweetness from something, sweetgrass perhaps asks us to move that out of the way so that the sweetness that we're wanting or needing in our life has the ability to come in.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I think I've made my decision. Like, I'm going to take the opportunity to be with somebody else who's near. Because okay. I already have other people right now, too, so.
Do you have people lining up for your attention?
Not really.
No. Listen, I just wanted to tell you before we let you go, I looked up your name, and it's from if I did this correctly, it's from a Scottish origin. Ophina, and it means she who knows.
So, yeah, that tells us, you know who you are, you know what you want and need. Now you just need to honor that and act accordingly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ophina. You've been wonderful. And best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, I know Mildred has a little bit of a deadline for when she has to leave. I can stay around a little longer, so I think we can get to one more person with Mildred still here, and then I'll stay around and try to do a couple more people that are in the queue just by myself. So if you're hoping for the amazing wisdom and insight that Mildred offers you and will be disappointed to have to just listen to me, you're welcome to think about either calling into one of Mildred's other shows. On the first Sunday of each month is her show Healing Conversations at 10:30 in the morning. And on the first Thursday of each month is her show that she co-hosts with Dr. Glenna Calder called What's Your Prescription for Balance? And that's at 2:30 in the afternoon. Is that right, Mildred?
It's What's Your Prescription for Balance? It's at 3:30 Pacific Standard and 7:30 Atlantic time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Heisey. That was quite lovely.
Well, sure.
I'm popping up like a peacock now.
So we're going to go to our next caller, and they're calling from area code 415. Are you there, caller, at area code 415?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hello. Welcome to the show. Hi. What's your name and where
thank
are you calling
you.
From?
I'm a first-time caller, and my name is Sophia, and I can see that this is a popular show. And I just want to acknowledge that I recognize how much love and care you guys give to each caller, so I'm very impressed. You're welcome. My question is, if you see any changes coming up for me, or maybe I should say, if you see this is the year where Peter and I will get together, because it's been a long distance situation, and
well, I'm hoping that the previous caller is listening, because maybe she'll hear that there actually is hope for a long distance relationship.
You have to want it, though. You have to have the patience. And I've lived a little longer. It sounds to me like she sounded younger, and I've lived longer, so I have more patience now. And especially when it's worthwhile, especially when it's something that's worth your while.
Right. And what's the day and month of your birth?
I actually am a Capricorn. January
15th.
Ooh. Oh. Ooh,
did you hear us talking about the Capricorn?
Yeah, the Taskmaster. Saturn Taskmaster, yes.
Let's see. So, So the reason I asked that is because I calculate a year number and a year card based off of that, and that's the overall energy lesson theme focus for a year. And, you know, so you're in a 4 year, and 4 is a number of foundation. So it's a year where you have to examine the foundations upon which things are built in your life to see if they are the proper foundation, to see if it's a foundation that is strong enough to support what you're envisioning on it, as well as to look to see where there may be weaknesses or cracks that need to be repaired before trying to build something else on it. It's also a number of stability and security. So you want to try to look for and bring about greater stability and security to things. Where there seems to be instability or insecurity. Either those are areas that need to be focused on this year to bring healing, to do work around, etc. Or we need to recognize that that's a foundation that is not strong enough for what I'm envisioning. Therefore, perhaps that needs to move out of the way so that I can start laying a new foundation for something new. Mm. And four can also be a number about coasting. It's kind of like hitting a plateau and then allowing things to coast for a little while to settle in. I always think like if you pour the concrete foundation for a house, this is the time of just waiting for it to dry. You know, you feel anxious for something because it's like, well, the foundation's there. I see it. Right. I want to start building the walls. But if we don't let it dry, there's going to be problems and repercussions in the future as a result of jumping the gun like that. So that's also what you want to be really careful about is jumping the gun on something rather than allowing the concrete to dry. Just based on that, I would at least wait to try to move this relationship into the next level, if we think of like building the next level on top of the foundation or the structure that we've created, until next year. Mm-hmm. But this could be laying the groundwork here for doing that.
Right.
But trying to do it this year, I think, would be overwhelming the foundation before it's ready to support that. So the card that goes with that, now actually it's, well, from a tarot standpoint, you're in a 13 year. So the card that you're in for this year is the death year. Don't panic.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. I do understand the death card as a more of a transitioning or transformation.
Right. Now, when it's a year card, we always have to say that there is the literal aspect of the death card. So there could be a death in this year that somehow characterizes the year or impacts you in some way. But more often the death card represents what you were saying, things like transformation. Also represents letting go. It's having to recognize what is dead, what has lived its lifespan and now has served its purpose. And I need to let go or remove that to open up that space for the new to be able to come in. And whether that's new growth or whether that's something completely new to be able to come in.
Well, how I feel, like I'm ready for something new because I've accomplished other things that I wanted to accomplish. And so now I feel like I'm freer. I'm freer now. And I've put off having fun, so I don't want to put off having fun anymore.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear.
Yay!
I wish I could go be a lobbyist in Washington just for fun. I'm a fun lobbyist.
I like that.
From the relationship question, if we think about that. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because in America, in the U.S., we just think of work, 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 focus, 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 getting things done, and you know, I do have this European kind of way about me, too, but in America, it doesn't seem to get much expression.
Yeah. Well, if we think of the death card in terms of the question about the relationship you were asking about, there is a sense that this may be a year where it's undergoing a major transition or transformation. And I think that's why we don't want to rush, because we want to allow that to happen. It's kind of, oftentimes this card or death is symbolized by the butterfly. We don't want to try to push out of the cocoon and spread our wings before they have fully formed. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think that this relationship just needs a bit more time before the foundation and everything that is needed for it to take flight into the next phase is fully formed. Some of this may be coming from his side simply because the card that came up for him is the Five of Pentacles. And that can be a card of, sometimes that's a card of loss, of poverty. I mean, it can be a thing where sometimes we might feel or experience a loss of a job or a loss of finances or a loss of where we live or something like that. But it can also be internal loss because it can be a feeling of like I'm the outsider, I've missed out on something. You know, that kind of thing. And the concern for me would be that either he may be turning to the relationship to kind of escape that loss and focus on something else rather than experiencing and working through that for himself. So that he is
he's been doing that because he's kind of withdrawn a bit, but I don't get like he's totally out of the picture, that it's more about him dealing with personal issues on his end and family issues, though, because like we're two people living on two different continents, so.
Right, and I think that both things from the past have come up that he's trying to deal with. You know,
yes.
That either he thought were done or have just resurfaced and now have to be dealt with. That if it's kind of like pulling us backwards out of something that we were in or moving forward with. And I would also perhaps think that his emotional state is a bit challenged. That he may be dealing with some depression or some deeper emotional issues. And I think that's why this death card is maybe just like, because the death card can also be the cocoon. And it's allowing for some cocoon space. And whether that's you pulling back into your cocoon for a little bit or him needing to pull into his cocoon, but it's allowing for that so that those issues and things can be sorted through rather than brought into the next phase of the relationship. So I would encourage you not to try to push the relationship into that too quickly and to maybe just put it on hold and revisit it starting, for you, especially next year. What's the day and month of his birth? Do you know?
Yes, I do. It's actually, November 19th. So he's close to Capricorn, but he's a Sag.
Yeah, see, he's in an 8-year, so he just needs to do the work. And there's things that he just has to deal with on the much more practical level. And I think and then he moves into a 9-year. So that's when he can move towards completion and then looking at how to bring things to a close to move into the next chapter, the next phase of something. So I would encourage you to wait until after next, meaning the beginning of next year, after your birthday, to maybe really revisit in a major or serious way, moving this relationship into the next thing that you were thinking about or hoping about. What, Mildred, do you have something coming up? Because I know you're going to need to go, so I just want to make sure you have some time.
Well,
thank
you for being here with us today. Sophia, what I'll do is I'll give you the goodies, as I call them, until I have to depart. But basically, the first thing that came up for you is a song. And the song that came up is Everything is Beautiful. You know, everything is beautiful. You know that song?
Thank you.
That
is
the song that came up. Sing along with me, Sophia.
That's much better than I can do.
And the animal totem that came up is Barracuda.
Huh.
Yeah. So just like our previous guests, if you wanted to Google animal totem Barracuda, Barracuda is going to have four messages for you. And what I would invite you to do is take each of the four messages, so write them down. This is a little exercise.
Okay.
And this is what's come in. Look at each one and from the context of this is how I was before, this is how I am now, and this is where I'm going.
Okay.
Okay, so I see the four messages. You're asking three questions of each message. And that's your exercise that you get. And the other thing that came in for you was reading a book called Angela's Ashes. Have you ever read that book?
I'm familiar with the title, but I haven't. That was quite a decade ago or so, if I remember.
It was, but you're being invited to reread Angela's Ashes from the mother's perspective. And there's going to be six or seven little nuggets in there that you're going to go, okay, yeah, I get that. So it's almost you will be reading it as a mirror or reflection for yourself to see how far you have come.
Okay, very nice. Okay.
Now, the other thing that came up, I opened up the angel cards, and I have one here for you if it's okay for me to read it to you.
Sure.
Okay, and I'd love for you just to put your hand on your chest and
okay.
take a deep breath and quiet yourself so you can absorb the positive energy that's coming across the airwaves for you. So
okay.
here we go. Stay optimistic about your love life. Think positive thoughts and have faith. The romance angels send you this card to remind you that you have a strong influence on your life, love, satisfaction. If you've been worrying lately, the angels guide you to shift to a more optimistic perspective. Even if you've had your romantic hopes repeatedly dashed, there's still reason for you to hold on to faith so that real love can be yours if you believe it! Exclamation mark. Today, take action steps to positively manifest the love you desire. Whether you're single or in a partnership, begin by visualizing yourself as a romantically happy and satisfied person. See and imagine yourself with a wonderful partner who embodies the qualities that are important to you. And that seems to be, I'm getting an extra emphasis on the qualities that are important to you. That's
mm-hmm.
how it comes through for me. Imagine this person appreciating and loving you too. You can write lists and conduct journal sessions with yourself about your feelings, your hopes, your desires, and your intentions. And what's coming to me now is that this writing, journaling, writing, doing these little exercises, this suits your nature. Do you find that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It does.
That's one of your gifts for yourself. That's the way you communicate with your inner self. So that came through very clearly. You can also create a dream board with images and phrases related to your love life goals, past and paste it up onto the wall or something like that. Daily, look at this dream board with positive intent and follow any inner guidance to take actions related to your dreams. And I'm getting pinged on this, that's really, really important. So literally, create the dream board or whatever you want to call it, the love board or the across the miles, love across the miles board with hearts on it. And I see it filled with pictures or photos or whatever, or sayings or affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to be very present with that. And when you find yourself focusing on one or the other, to take an action that's directly related to what you visually see there. Does that make sense to you?
I'll have to give that some thought. I have made vision boards in the past, but
okay.
I don't like to leave them out because I don't like everybody else to see them. So
well, you can put them in a private place. You could even...
Yeah.
You could even wherever. It's for your...
It's for me. But I actually have done that, and I do have photographs of us that are in their own frames. So that is there. So
okay, so this is what's coming into me. So when you look at a photo or a photo, something that's on your vision board, and your guidance is to take action, connect with how you feel when you're looking at that visual. And I say visual because it could be a photo, it could be a heart, it could be a food item. I don't know what it is. But that's where the energetic intersection point is, to connect with that feeling. And from that point of feeling, then take an action. Like this visual, I feel like this. What can I manifest with this feeling? You know, how can I express this feeling? And that seems to be your power center right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now the last little part of the guidance from the Oracle card says this: your positive outlook will make you a more physically and energetically attractive person. So you're going to start to radiate, which
mm-hmm.
will definitely help in your relationship with yourself and with everybody else too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your strong guidance. So number one, everything is beautiful. I'd be off to YouTube, and I'd be singing that at least once a day.
Okay.
then you can come back on the show and sing it for everybody else. look up Animal Totem Barracuda, so you'll have your messages there. And remember, There's four messages, and there's three parts to each message.
Okay.
And if you wanted to, as I had shared with some others, re-listen to our program today and put it on pause where you need to. And get yourself a copy of Angela's Ashes.
Okay.
And then my next thing I would be
Who was the author of that, just so that I know that?
Oh, my, he's Irish.
Okay. We're thinking of the same person. Okay, yes.
Yeah. And it's a hard story. It's a sad story, but it has many levels. And there's something about the mother's journey, not that you are the mother or anything like that. It's at different points she goes through different stages, and there's just something there that I know that you're going to go, and it's going to it's going to be good for your life equation.
Okay.
So that, anything else to add, Hi C?
The author of Angela's Ashes is Frank McCourt.
Thank you.
There you go.
And the first thing I was going to say about the vision board aspect is, are you familiar with feng shui? Or
yes.
as it would properly be said, feng shui. So because you don't want to leave the vision board out for all to see, what you might think about doing is create the vision board, but put it in the romance/relationship area in your bedroom. So
mm-hmm.
If you use like the Bagua, which is what you use to kind of find the corners or the areas in the room or in the house, just do it for your bedroom and just put it in that area of your bedroom. That way it's there for you to see, and it's in that area of the energy to attract that in, but it's not necessarily out where everybody is always walking by seeing it that comes into your house.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. One of the things that Mildred talked about was optimism. And so the card that you'll go into next year is called, well, the traditional name is Temperance. And that is a card that represents optimism or the return of hope and optimism. So it seems to also, again, just because that word came up, point to next year. And it's sometimes called a card of integration. And that's when things start to flow together. So that's much more when the energies are strongest or aligned for the kind of integration that you were asking about with your question.
Right.
And, you know, I looked up Barracuda, and so we talked about how you're in a death year this year, and that's about transformation, et cetera. And the first thing it says about Barracuda is transformation of the spirit. So, you know, so this letting go process of the death card and the end of things that have lived their lifespan, all of this seems to really revolve around starting to envision what's next, envisioning the future rather than worrying about, thinking about, or trying to figure out how the past somehow fits into where we're trying to go with something. So let this year be focused on starting to envision the future and envision where you want things to be. And like when you do the vision board, it's really about creating what that relationship, and it doesn't have to be this relationship so much as the qualities of a relationship that you would like, you know, living together with someone, et cetera, putting all of that together. And if it is this relationship, it will start to pull and draw that into becoming manifest probably in the next year rather than this year. And even if it's not that relationship, you're creating something that's going to be attracting and pulling in that kind of thing that you're envisioning to start becoming manifest next year. So there's a lot of benefit around creating the energy of that and the attraction of that and letting go of whether it's this relationship or not, although that may be what we think it will be, and not attaching ourselves to what we think it should or will be, but allowing for it to be what it is once I set those energies in motion. It's not that there's anything negative, like I'm trying to say, well, it's not going to be this relationship or whatever. It's more that this year, I don't think is really the right time for moving this relationship to that step, but next year may be much more conducive to it. And even if it isn't this, you will have started to generate energy around bringing that in.
Yeah, I think he's in a 9 cycle and I'm in a 4. So
His birthday is November 29th, right?
No, it's 19th, November. 19th.
November 19th, yeah. You know,
but,
so.
And then the year, I think with this year, I thought he was in a 9 year. That's what I thought.
Well, so the way that I look at it is
okay.
It's based on the year of the birthday. So right now, what he started on his birthday of 2012 goes
mm-hmm.
through his birthday of 2013. So if
oh, I see. So 2013, then he goes into, okay.
Right. So on his birthday of 2013 is when, for me, he will start his 9 year.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
Because he hasn't had a birthday in 2013 yet, so those energies
right.
haven't kicked in yet. So he's in an 8 year, which is much more about having to focus on the work at hand, dealing with the results or the tangible things that are coming into being from things already set in motion or already done. The fruits of our labors, whether they're good fruits or bad fruits, but it's just the fruits, the physical expression of things that have already been done. It's also about internal alignment with external. So it's who I am internally being reflected by my external world, and where that's out of balance or out of alignment, I have to start doing work around how to bring those into alignment. So there's a lot more of the work and the things that he needs to be doing right now. And some of it may be picking up the pieces or dealing with things that were done previously that are
right.
now coming to fruition in some way. And that has to be his focus for the moment rather than something new. Then in the 9 year, we see the completion process of things, which opens up that space for the new to start being considered. So that's why I think for you and for him, next year is going to be a bit more conducive to even talking about or trying to move forward with moving this to the next stage of the relationship of like moving in together and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, I totally get it. Okay, that sounds really good. Well, I got some things to do.
It is true.
Not, but I've been kind of doing them anyway, so this confirms that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I do appreciate your help, both of you, and I'm going to look up the Barracuda.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think that you'll find some very interesting aspects.
And I like how she does songs for people, because I don't usually have songs running in my head, but the last 3 days I woke up and I would have this song running in my head, and it would be like so bizarre because it's a song I never think of, and it's a song from the, I think it was from the 80s, and Laura Branigan, You Take My Self-Control, and I'm a Creature of the Night, and I was like, why in the world is this song even in my head? I can't even remember the last time I heard that song. And
well, one, if that happens, I would always encourage you to look up the lyrics to see if there's anything that speaks to you in the lyrics. And then, two, just what you just said, You Take My Self-Control.
Yeah.
That may not be what we want to allow to happen. So think of the question you're asking. Maybe trying to push forward with moving in together right now would actually compromise your self-control. And what we're doing is we're firming up that foundation of your self-control so that even if a relationship comes in or changes, it doesn't cause you to suddenly go off center.
But that is so weird because I'm very much in control of myself. That's why that song was so weird for me, because it's not the kind of person that I am.
Well, I really
make a plan and I stay on course, and it's just like the only thing I've said is that I allow myself to have space to play now and have more fun. And so it says something about being a creature of the night and da-da-da-da-da. I don't know, but I was like,
well, maybe you need to go out more in the night. Go out dancing.
I need to be a creature of the night with the raccoons or something.
There's even a song called Barracuda.
Yeah, that's
a song called what?
Barracuda.
Barracuda by Hirsch. I checked, you know what, it's funny, I checked it out, you know, and I got no for the song, but I got yes for the animal totem. But it sounds like you're in for a good time, though, Sophia. It sounds like happy times ahead.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it very much, and I'll listen in again.
Thanks.
Thank
Enjoy.
You.
All right.
Thank you. Good night. Goodbye.
Good night, you creature of the night. See, it's always night for her.
So, hi, C. I with great sorrow, I have to depart.
Well, we will shed a tear, but thank you for having been here as long as you were.
And I wanted to really thank Stacy and Lucy and Kay and Carla and Tonetta and Joyce and Athena and our last caller, Sophia, for the honor of accessing their life, their beautiful life force energy. So the best to all of you. Thank you so much for being here with Hi-C and myself. And Hi-C, I believe you're going to carry on a little longer.
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and go up to, we have to end at 1:30, so I'm going to try to just do one or two more people since there were so many people waiting.
Okay. Thank you very much, everybody. And thank you, Hi-C.
All right, thank you.
As usual.
Thanks.
Okay, bye for now. Bye-bye.
So I think that we will now go to area code 917.
Hello.
Are you there? Area code 917.
Yes,
what's your name and where
are
you calling from?
My name is Ashiel, and I'm calling from New York.
New York. And what
New
is
York,
it that
New York. No, no. New York City.
And what is it that you'd like to ask about today?
It's a quick two-part question, though. It's really, really quick. The first part is I have a business now, and I'm trying to get some interns. I know there's a program that the city is running where you can have interns work for free, and the city is going to take care of them. And somehow I'm having a little problem getting them, even though I had someone who called me about when I first started the business regarding that, saying that they have interns that the city can take care of, and then they can work for me for free. But somehow I can't seem to find a number, and I can't seem to get it together, so I'm just trying to see when that part is going to be together. Because financially right now, things aren't that great yet, so I just don't want to hire somebody yet.
Right. So the card that comes up, I'm going to talk about two different things here. The card that comes up, it's called the Judgment card, but it's reversed. So that would tell me that may not be the best judgment or the best decision at the moment. I think also because on Wednesday, we're getting ready to go into something that comes around about three times a year called Mercury retrograde. That's an astrological thing. That will last for about 3 weeks. And that can often be a period when there are problems with communications. There are, like if we sign something, it ends up there's a problem with it and we have to go back and something has to be redone or whatever. So because of that, plus the reversed judgment card here, I would say that maybe putting that on hold and waiting until mid to late July to come back to start doing it again would be better.
Okay.
And that what may happen, because this reverse judgment card is coming up, what may happen is you stop putting so much focus on trying to make that happen that some other way may open up for you, or you may become aware of some other option that you hadn't noticed or you wouldn't have paid attention to because you were trying to do this other thing. So I think there may be something else that will be helpful or beneficial to achieving what you're trying to do, but it may not be this particular program, or the right person, the right opportunity with that program won't be there until late July or afterwards. So I would just encourage you to set aside trying to pursue that for the moment and either look at other options or simply be open to other options that may appear now that you're not focusing on or worried about that one particular program.
Okay, yeah, because it was weird because they called me and I told them I was a new owner and they were going to send me the paperwork, but I never heard from them. But somehow I couldn't find a number anymore, so I was just...
And for me, I usually take that as a sign from the universe saying either this isn't the right thing for you or this isn't the right time for this. So you may find that middle of July, suddenly you open a drawer and you find the phone number for this thing. That would be like the universe saying, okay, now the time is right. Now call.
Okay.
You know, so I just I wouldn't try to pursue that too much for the moment.
Okay. So definitely going to do that. Just leave it alone and just leave it up to the universe. My second question is, now that I have a business, I'm trying to concentrate on my love life also. So when do you see somebody coming on? Soon. yeah, now that I have a career going, so I put time into that. Now it's going, you know, so it's time to concentrate on the relationship also.
Right. Is there any previous relationship you have that you still have to deal with in some way?
Once in a while, I think about somebody that I like that it didn't work out, but I'm trying to make sure that I leave all of that behind me and be open for, you know, the new relationship that I'm looking for, because I put it out in the universe, you know, what I'm looking for. So I want to be open for that.
So I would say that for the moment, the first card that came up was the Four of Wands reversed, which traditionally Four of Wands is a card of marriage and partnership and that kind of thing. But the reversal says not yet. So I think that it wants you to focus on developing your business and put your attention and energy there for the moment.
Okay.
Then the relationship stuff will come, but we don't want to try to split your energy too much so that nothing is it's okay. So that nothing is getting enough energy versus focus on one thing at a time. And then actually, so I pulled a second card just to kind of look at when. And the Queen of Swords came up. So on the one hand, that shows that there probably is someone coming, but we could either look at this as the next air sign, but that would be Scorpio, which is only a few months away. Scorpio is like October 20th to November 20th. So you might just pay attention to who you meet or who comes into your life at that time. Queen of Swords can also represent an Aquarius person. So, you know, you might also pay attention if you meet anybody that is an Aquarius. That may be very significant as well. But, you know, with the swords here, I would anticipate at least not until the winter that, and between now and then, we want you to put your focus more on your business and building the business and all of that kind of thing. And then the relationship stuff will come, but we don't want to make that a priority or a focus until the winter time.
Okay. So I'll do that. Yeah, because I was just trying to start looking, I'll put myself out there, but obviously, it's not a time yet. I should just concentrate on my business first.
Right. I would do that at least until the winter, and then maybe just think like, you know, your New Year's resolution for 2014 be to put yourself out there more. Or we could say during Aquarius, start to put yourself out there. Aquarius is January 20th to February 20th. You know, so around the beginning of February, start to put yourself out there or something like that. But that's when I would say it'd be better for you to do that.
But you do see somebody coming in.
Yes. The Queen of Swords, I mean, anytime we get what's called a court card or a people card, like a queen, king, et cetera, that indicates somebody other than us. So the fact that it came up kind of immediately indicates there is someone else that will be coming into the picture.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Well, thanks for calling in, and good luck with the business.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
And from New York, we will now travel over to area code 305.
Hi, Icy.
Hello.
I've been listening the whole show. It's really beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you. What's your name and where are you calling from?
From Florida, South Florida, and I love the heat.
And what's your name?
And the sunshine.
And what's your name?
Eileen.
Well, thanks for calling in. What is it that you'd like for us to look at today?
I've changed the whole book of my life since January, and all the angels and God and spirit guide me the whole way. And I'm at a place right now where I'm totally like receptive to only good stuff and calling the shots on every level. So I have a marriage, and he's working in another city. And it's marriage by contract, and it could be so many levels, but it's more of a platonic marriage. And I want to know what you see with that, as I feel like it's going to keep unraveling. And that's what I want.
Okay. So when you say it's a marriage by contract, is that just, you just mean it's platonic at this point kind of thing?
No, it's been on paper for 24 years.
Oh, okay. But has it ever been a marriage, or has it always just been a marriage by contract?
No, it's always been a marriage.
Oh, okay.
And we're creative souls, but there are parts that are in my needs have never been met.
Okay.
So,
you know, the cards that come up, I think, in a lot of ways, validate what it is that you're wanting. The card that came up for the relationship itself is the reversed strength card. So that can just show that it's going to continue weakening, or that
good.
Any bonds that may be there are going to just kind of continue weakening or unraveling, as you say. You know, it's kind of like when a cord or a rope starts to unravel and all the little things start to come apart. At some point, you can't stop that. You know, sometimes
good.
You can tie a knot to stop it where it's at, but this would be saying it's just going to continue to unravel or weaken. And it's asking us not to try to force something.
I'm
you know,
not.
So we don't, yeah. Well, and this is just validating that and supporting you in continuing to operate that way. Part of the, you know, some of the challenge here may be coming from the other person, because the card for the other person is the reversed Eight of Cups. And Eight of Cups is a card of emotionally letting go and moving on. But when it reverses, it can often mean that somebody is unwilling to let go, that somebody is not moving on. So that would be the person who's frantically trying to rebraid the little strands of the rope, even if it, as it's unraveling from the other end. And it just supports that you need to continue not doing anything to try to repair this or make this happen versus allowing it to simply unravel. And they may try to hold on, but I don't think they won't be able to rebraid fast enough to prevent the unraveling. It may just slow it down a little bit. You know, and then, in the short term, we have the Lover's card reversed. So that, to me, is the next 1 to 3 months. So that would show me that probably it may take another it's only going to take a short amount of time, perhaps just another few months, for this to fully release itself and unravel. Because the Lover's card is a card of union, and the reversal is when things become separated or become out of union. So, you know, that also, this is a card that corresponds to Gemini. So it probably was something that started or was set in motion in Gemini, which we just finished, which was May 20th to June 20th. You know, so something that happened then may have been a catalyst for starting to cause this. It may have been when it hit that breaking point, the tipping point where it can't come back together. May also be a catalyst that kind of sped up the process that now is going to push it towards completing this unraveling process over the next few months rather than it lingering or going on for much longer. So there's a lot here that one supports how you're feeling about this as well as what is happening. And I think that it probably is not going to take very much longer. The strength card that came up is associated with Leo. So the reversal of that would also show that it's going to basically fall apart after Leo. Leo is July 20th to August 20th. So probably, but that kind of plays into the whole 1 to 3 month thing as well. So kind of think of it as maybe by September, things will be pretty much done, because that moves us into harvest season. So there's a sense we can start harvesting, which is clearing the land to prepare to start planting new things rather than still dealing with the old crops. So that's what I would anticipate we're moving towards in terms of timing. Nine of Swords comes up, which would be 9 weeks. So that still puts us in the same time frame. So it seems as if it's all just kind of unraveling over the summer. And
I love it. My birthday is next Friday, so I'm ready for the next station.
Next Friday. So the 28th.
According to your numerology.
Into a 2, I always just want to verify, but 28 and 6 is 34, 34 and 12 is 46, Well, you're going to a 12, which would be a 3. Did you say 2?
Well, I thought, yeah, 6, 28, 12 is where I'm at now.
Well, that's where you are now, but what you have to do for your birthday next Friday is do 6, 28, 13.
Yeah.
So 6 and 28 is 34. Oh, yeah, I did 12, so 34. Well, but then 34 and 13 is 47, so that's 2047. Well, no, but what you're doing is 6 plus 28 plus 2013.
Oh, you're doing the 2013. Okay.
Yeah, you do the year. So that'll give us 2047, and 2047, then we add a cross, so 2 plus 0 plus 4 plus 7 gives us 13. 13 is the death card. So you're moving into a year of death, of letting go, of things coming to an end. Things that have no more life left in them expiring, you know, so that also just corresponds to the idea that this is unraveling and nearing the end of its lifespan.
Yeah, and I sold the house that we built, which was leaking like a sieve. I sold it, and he said, I thought I was going to die in that house. I said, no, I'm dying in the house. And I sold it in a month because I knew how powerful I am to make manifest things.
Right.
And I moved into the little house, and I love it here, and I'm so happy, and it's a whole new beginning, and there's no energy in here of him at all.
Right, and so things that still exist that have come to the end and need to be let go of, that's what you're going to start seeing the major transformation around in the coming year. So this, I think, would be one of those things, obviously, because it's been around for a long time. And so we have this idea. And think of a year card as that's what characterizes that year. So like if you were going to be 23, you would look at that year that's coming up and you'd say, yes, that was my death year because that's the year my marriage came to an end. Or that's when I was finally able to let go of this relationship. So it's going to characterize this coming year for you. And I think that just reiterates what we were already seeing, that what you're feeling is being validated. The way things are happening seems to be supported, or is just saying it's moving in the right direction for that. And probably by fall, you're going to feel as if this is finally done, or it's basically moving towards being done in a very final way.
And that's when I would probably do the papers.
Yeah.
And move forward and make it an action. I'm so happy.
Well, it's always nice to get a reading that kind of confirms or validates something for us. So.
Yeah, and see, his daughter gets married, and I think that's the end of the connection between the three of us, even though I hardly ever see her.
Well, that's the symbol of the death card is often the butterfly, so that's like sending the daughter off. Here's your wings, now go and fly, and now there's nothing left connecting us, so we bring this to an end.
Exactly. So. Oh, my God, you're so good. I'm listening to everybody. You were so good. You were so right on with everything. I love it. And, I live in this house, and I don't crave the peppermint. In the other house, I was craving peppermint all the time.
Well, it's time to crave something new.
I am, and I am a creator. I'm a painter, so I'm just sitting here having a wonderful time with Gaia.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your patience waiting to get in, and I'm glad we were able to talk to you.
Yes, and I signed up on your Facebook page, so you'll see it there.
Oh, good. Excellent.
All right.
Well, thank you, and I wish you many blessings in the summer.
Thanks. They're coming. They're pouring in on me.
Good. Well, then just throw your arms open and let it wash over you.
Yay. Yes, exactly. So are you Isis, like from Egypt?
No, my name is Hi-C, H-I-C.
H-I-C. Oh, Hi-C.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And it's my given name. So.
Oh, it was a pleasure meeting you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice afternoon. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's going to bring us to the end of our show. Thank you to everybody who called in. And I'm sorry we weren't able to get to everybody who was waiting. We had way more callers than we have the amount of time available for, but I would encourage you to perhaps consider calling in again. You're welcome to call into any of my shows, the Second Sunday Revolution with Hi-C. I have a call-in segment for readings. The second Tuesdays, I do Amethyst Oracle with Charlie Harrington, and we have a call-in segment for readings. Or the fourth Sunday of each month is also a call-in show for readings. And next Sunday, the fifth Sunday of June, is a special call-in show as well. You can call in next Sunday, and we're going to have some special guest readers, a mother-daughter team who are both psychic mediums offering readings, along with John Caracello, one of our regular hosts. So I would encourage you to call in then as well. Thank you for listening, and we will look forward to having you here next time.
Thank you for joining us. This program was brought to you by Firefly Willows LIVE. We hope you enjoyed the show. This is Deb Caracella. Please join us next time on Firefly Willows LIVE for Embracing Change, the Joy of a New Path, with Ivan Teams and John Caracella.